Yeah. So, and this again, it's not just about feeling a bit better. This is about scientifically and medically proven a longer and healthier life. So thank you so much for joining us. James Goodwin, Chief Scientist at Age UK. Right, everyone, got to follow that. It's no more coffee or tea, to be honest with you. It's got caffeine in it as well. No heavy drinking, early dinner and no rowing with your other half. Let's see if John Holmes can keep up with any of that.
What?
No, that's basically your timetabled diary for the next few hours.
That's all I do, yeah.
It is.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well indeed. Good, so I'm very much enjoying, after Corbyn's triumphs yesterday, Donald Trump today.
We'll be, we might mention, we might mention Donald Trump's.
I thought you might. I thought.
You're in filled exploits.
Family radio station.
That's right.
I'm not having anything to
There's
do with this.
There's going to be a lot of
I'm going to be leaving. Turn his microphone off, please. This is Talk Radio. I'm Julia Hartley-Brewer. I'm going to be back on air after 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Don't forget, Paul Ross here with all your breakfast show needs.
We on a president
six.
If he asked you.
And John Holmes may or may not ever be on air again. These are not messages from Talk Radio. He's responsible for everything he says, not me. That's all coming up. Have a great afternoon. Back with you tomorrow.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This year, make every second count. So, no more fumbling through bags looking for keys, and no more getting lost on long weekend journeys. The Renault Captur, with a hands-free key card and 7-inch touchscreen with navigation, is now available with 0% APR representative from £159 per month. Excludes Expression Plus, Renault Finance, order and register by 31st of March. Deposit £3,903, 24 monthly payments of £159, final payment £7,716. Participating dealers only, subject to status, over 18s, T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22 kilograms baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
This winter at DFS, there are great savings on every sofa in store. From two-seaters to big corner sofas. And for a limited time, you can get special introductory savings on selected sofas. There's also 4 years interest-free credit with nothing to pay for a year. An offer so good it's been voted best in market by independent researchers De Facto. Special introductory savings for a limited time at DFS.
Wilbur, wake up. Having that broken boiler nightmare again?
No.
You'll sleep easy with Home Care from British Gas to help you avoid unexpected bills and breakdowns. Boiler cover starts from just £9 a month for our energy customers, with an annual boiler service and parts and labour included. And you'll get 1 month free when you buy selected Home Care products online by 20th of February. That's 12 months for the price of 11. Sweet dreams, Wilbur.
Aww.
For Home Care with 1 month free, search British Gas. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. Good afternoon to you. It's Wednesday. I'm John Holmes. Hello, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Trump denies Russian plot claims, teen in court over seven-year-old's murder and thousands without power.
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump has angrily denied claims that Russia has material that could be used to blackmail him. He was shown an unverified report which claims Moscow's filmed him in a hotel room in the city. The US president-elect tweeted that the claims are nonsense and says he has nothing to do with Russia. Moscow also denies it. Here's Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov.
It's a complete fabrication, and the quality of this paper speaks for itself, in my opinion.
A 15-year-old girl has been remanded into secure accommodation after appearing in court charged with the murder of a 7-year-old. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
Katie Ruff died on Monday after being found in a cul-de-sac in York with life-threatening injuries. The teenager, who said nothing during her 8-minute hearing and showed no emotion, is also charged with possessing an offensive weapon. She's due before Leeds Crown Court on Friday.
Theresa May has called the Red Cross's description of a humanitarian crisis in the NHS irresponsible and overblown. phone. During Prime Minister's questions, she told the Commons the government will be sticking with its target of seeing 95% of A&E patients within 4 hours, despite the Health Secretary's suggestion earlier this week that it could be watered down. More than 7,500 properties are without power after winds of up to 93 miles an hour hit the UK. The Met Office has issued severe warnings of wind and snow for Scotland, the north of England and Northern Ireland today. The Forth Road Bridge has been shut since the early hours of this morning after a lorry was blown over. And petrol is the most expensive it's been in more than 2 years. A 4p a litre rise at the pumps has pushed the average cost to £1.18.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's all right.
How are the other three roads?
F-O-R-T-H, not F-O-U-R-T-H.
My mistake, sorry, carry on. Do you want to see the weather?
Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It's got the weather, it's got Victoria. It's got the weather, it's got Victoria. It's got the weather.
Thanks. Scattered blustery showers across Scotland, Northern Ireland and the north of England, turning to snow later.
Where is it going to snow?
In the places I just mentioned.
Okay.
Turning to snow later with strong gale force winds, drier for London and the southeast, highs of 10 degrees.
No snow here?
Not today.
I mean, just to look at your bit of paper to see whether it was today or tomorrow.
I'm getting confused.
You went not to...
Today. Not today, I think tomorrow is. We will be getting something.
Will we?
Something.
I mean, that's broad.
Well, I haven't looked at the forecast for tomorrow properly, but Rachel Jewell, who was on Breakfast, who wrote the forecast I just read out...
Yeah, tell you what your own forecast, lady.
...said, well, it's applicable for this afternoon, so I've left it.
Okay.
But she said, and she showed me, there's going to be a weather warning.
Yeah.
Well, there is a weather warning,
what colour is it? Is it
yellow?
Is it? Has Donald Trump weed on it?
I don't think so.
Okay, just checking.
Isn't it more the point? Never mind.
Okay, right. So Chloe, hi Chloe. Chloe's on the buttons today. Chloe, can you press the button that heralds the arrival of Ben's pre-recorded sport, please?
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says the EFL Cup is their main focus right now because they're at the semi-final stage. They go to Southampton for their first leg this evening. Klopp says he knows the competition is often overlooked by Premier League clubs.
If you ask for a rating in England, I'm not sure how it would be exactly on first or second. And then on third, it's Capital One Cup. But as long as you're involved, it's the most important cup. You can imagine, so that's how we see it.
Felipe Coutinho is likely to make his return to the squad after a month and a half out injured. You can hear the whole game over on Talk Sports. Manchester United have agreed to sell midfielder Morgan Schneiderlin to Everton for around £22 million. The French internationals played just 8 times since Jose Mourinho became manager last summer. Finally, onto rugby. England have suffered another big blow ahead of the Six Nations. Joe Marler's the latest forward to be sidelined through injury. The Harlequins prop has suffered a fracture to his lower left leg. He's expected to be fit again in around 4 to 5 weeks' time. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
Thanks very much, Ben. That was the sports news powered by Ben and whatever you said then. Right then, okay, so a programme. It's Wednesday. Well, let's see what there is to talk about today.
Talk Radio.
And then they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Night, Dad.
ISBN number 01309986 34. Cover photograph by...
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy our delicious 99p cheeseburger, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I am him. Right, you're listening to Talk Radio. Or a leg or a ball cock in a toilet.
Should I call the emergency services?
That's not what I'm going to be doing. By a man called Usher.
I've got minimal interest in mineral news.
Thank you for it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank me.
Okay. Marta, what have you got?
Bleeding vegetarian burgers.
Things have flown off shelves and they've seen photographs fall over. It's winter sport terminology.
Growing up and misbehaving.
No one happens to be in Norwich.
Fair point. I'll pass that on to my friend.
These patients are simply,
by their very nature, they are defensive.
On the line, a branch of science we are not yet clear on.
Do you know what? I think that's taking it too far.
Bleeding.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar, and this isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a
bomb. Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk radio. When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hello then, good afternoon, hello to you, hello, and welcome indeed. It's like Donald Trump with some Russian prostitutes we now urinate on your Wednesday afternoon, although with radio features rather than actual Russian prostitute urine. Stort Radio in the afternoon, you're going to enjoy this. Stort Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. It's the 1 till 4 gap in the day for your convenience. And if you are listening, Mr. President-elect, don't get excited. I didn't say public convenience. All right, so. I don't know where to start with this, isn't it? The Donald Trump thing. It's. I mean, on Monday, we've got Meryl Streep having a go at him at the Golden Globes. And now we've got prostitutes doing the full Golden over his Globes. Was Meryl sending us a coded message? Did she know what was going to happen? Look, anyway, listen, Donald, right, and I know you're listening to the programme, because I know you like to listen to it. Don't worry about it, okay? Right, so, you know the Queen, Donald Trump listens to this programme, you know the Queen famously watches Pointless every day with a cup of tea? Well, Donald Trump listens to this every day with a cup of wee. But Donald, I know you listen, don't worry, right, because if you think about it, try and cast your mind back, our Prime Minister, our previous Prime Minister, once mouth sexed a dead pig, and no one remembers that, or mentions it anymore, do they? So, you know, it'll be forgotten about. It'll all flow over. Comb over. No, blow over. It'll blow over. Seriously, though, right? This is Donald, seriously. Right, I know you're getting a lot of flack today, okay, about this whole thing, right? On Twitter and in the press and everything. I know you're getting a lot of stick. Right? But seriously, in all seriousness, once you get into office next week and nuke something, that'll be the talking point, right? Rather than the fact that you paid some Russian prostitutes to urinate on you in a bed in a Moscow hotel room. I mean, it's highly unlikely that we're even going to mention it on the show very much at all this afternoon, so. I mean, so what? So what if you like to watch prostitutes wee? Just don't worry about it. It's no big deal. We've all done it, haven't we? Weed, I mean. Not. I mean, we've all had a wee, haven't we? We've all had a wee. Just not in front of a president who's paid us to do it over him in a bed. You know, the key bit of the story, though, if you think about it, is we, and we all we. So it's not a big deal, is it? So let's just forget it and move on. It's a bit weird, though, isn't it, paying prostitutes to we on you in a bed? I mean, what if you were in a hurry, right, but the prostitutes didn't need to go at the time? What do you do about that? What's the etiquette? Oh, could you wee on me in a bed, please? Oh, I don't need to go. I'll have another drink. I'll turn the taps on, see if that helps. 20 minutes later, I need to go now. Great. Hop on the bed. I'm just trying to get my head around the logistics. I think we all are, aren't we, today? Never mind, it's his business. It's also their business, obviously. Because he paid them to do their business on him in a bed. But let's not talk, let's just... childish to mention this, forget it, move on. Anyway, so have a look at what's in the show. Headline hijack's on the way, of course, today. Yeah, that's right. Why don't you come up with a news story that we put into the news at 2 o'clock that Victoria has to say out loud, masquerading as truth? It's fake news. It's what Donald Trump says this is. He says it. So this is not true. He said it's fake news again. It's a witch hunt, isn't it? And how much you pay for a witch, to be honest, if you manage to hunt one? Anyway, forget it. We won't mention it again. Let's move on. Anyway, make up a news story. Get it to us. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with the word wee-wee.
And then if you're lunching alone, then we want to hear from you. Whatever you're doing this lunchtime, not that. But whatever else you might be doing, then get in touch. If you're lunching alone, because you could be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's where we invite lonely lunchers, lonely to what lunch, onto the radio to chat about, I don't know, anything you like. What could that be today? Huh? And you could be on the receiving end of a gift prize. Here's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Work experience punditry is in today. Ellie is back. Regular listeners will know Ellie. She'll be rounding up this week's roundup of hipster nonsense. The day's big stories will be analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. That is, of course, the news in haikus. We may well be out on the streets today finding out what the people think. We take the pulse of the nation by going outside and shoving microphones into the hurried faces of strangers. Today we're asking them, do they think carousels or ambulances? We've been asking them that for a few days, but we haven't got to a definitive answer yet. There's a big debate at three. Yes, we'll give away some meat, in a game of dead or alive. Comedian Chris Ramsey joins us later to flog something or other that he's up to in a blatant bit of PR dressed up as an interview. And also on the programme before 4 o'clock, we'll be paying some Russian prostitutes to urinate on them. Oh no, hang on, that's not us, is it? That's Donald Trump. Sorry, honestly, I'm not going to mention it again. It's childish, isn't it? Golden Dave, Ginger Dave is not producing.
Where is he?
I wonder if he pays students. Never mind. Broadcast is through
the glass.
She's through the
miserable window.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got a face like a urine soaked mattress. Chloe's with us on the buttons today. Hello, Chloe. Chloe got engaged, everybody.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh. Would you ever, no?
No.
Okay. Victoria's got the news.
Wee wee.
Hey, intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Is your mum ever?
No.
I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the afternoons from Talk Radio. Now, there's a big story that we're going to be talking about today. In today's big story, to get us there, of course, we need some music. This is a song that, of course, links to today's big story. It's production colour, quite literally in this case. Oh, yeah. You know I love you so. So why would we be playing Coldplay's Yellow on the radio at 1:15 on a Wednesday afternoon to link to what could possibly be today's big story? Why? Play along at home if you'd like to try and guess. Play along at home. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hi.
I know you've been trying to figure this one out, haven't you? It's actually very difficult.
Obviously, that's a joke. It's very obvious what it's about.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's Coldplay's Yellow, and there's only one really big story today, isn't there? So, that's,
it's the Met Office issuing yellow warnings for wind and snow in the UK, isn't it? Cass, can we get a weatherman for a guest?
No, it's not that.
Is
not.
It
It's not that. It's not that story today, no. I have another guess.
Is it to do with Yellow?
Yep, Coldplay's Yellow. It's Yellow, yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Identity of Bristol's mystery yellow tube gorilla artist revealed. Is it that story?
It's not that story,
is it,
no.
Is it Alex Tetti is walking the yellow tightrope for Norwich City after picking up his 9th booking of the season?
I don't know what that means, but no, it's not
is
that.
Is it Towie's Megan McKenna shows off her stunning figure in eye-popping yellow costume on holiday with Pete Wicks?
No, it's not that story.
Is it yellow plastic identified as cotton containment? Contaminant?
No, it's not that either, no.
Is it the Mercedes AMG GLA 45 and CLA 45 to get black and yellow AMG Performance Studio packaging?
No, it's not.
Is it the NIRP signal back to yellow? That big story.
It's not that big story, no.
Is it the Manchester United Paul Pogba sees yellow as he steps out in a garish tracksuit?
No.
Well, they're the 9 big stories I know of today that concern the colour yellow. Is there anything else? Look how they shine.
Donald Trump paid some prostitutes to waz on him.
Well, it's unverified, isn't
it? It's a big story,
isn't
it? It's
definitely not true.
It's a big story. It was all yellow. Look how they shine
for you. With that Barocca before. And all the things that you
do. That's today's big story. Donald Trump has denied the claims, of course, in this so-called intelligence report that suggests he was filmed in a Moscow hotel room asking some prostitutes to wee on a bed. That's today's big story. So we're going to need a guest. The sort of people Cass hangs around with generally anyway. So probably Cass, somebody, one of your friends or something, I imagine.
Yeah, I hang around with you. Yeah, right. You smell of wee.
Yeah, all right. Can you get a guest, please?
Who do you want?
Just a guest, wee based.
What, like a wee expert?
A wee expert, yeah.
A wee expert.
Yeah. Thanks. Cass will be getting us a guest. We will be talking about the intelligence dossier. We'll be talking about Donald Trump. We'll be talking about the allegations next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips, double somersault! There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid!
That's not a big deal. This is. Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink, and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online. Order now at Pizza Hut Delivery. Participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account, broadband 3G required. 18+. Month passes renew unless cancelled. T's and C's apply.
Where can you find sun, sea, and history, all served with a very British twist? Gibraltar, home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site offering far more than you can imagine. Just 2.5 hours away, there's something for everyone, including VAT-free pound sterling shopping. Discover what Gibraltar has for you. Visit the Gibraltar Tourist Board's website at visitgibraltar.gi. Gibraltar. Enjoy Britain's longest summer.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Ah, it's New Year again. No caffeine, more goji berries, and actually running the school run. No thanks. Well, at least there's one habit you can stick to with Tesco Mobile, and that's getting more for your money. With our SIM-only contract for £12.50 a month, you'll now get triple the data. That's a massive 3 gigabytes. Now, put the kettle on. There's a chocky bicky with your name on it. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 12-month contract. Tariff details, charges and terms at tescomobile.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Brighton, the southbound side of the A23 Old Steam, so heading towards the pier, remains closed for accident investigation work. You're being diverted via Edward Street towards the seafront. Through Covert in Lincolnshire, the A16 is blocked by a lorry which overturned around the A1175. There's some debris on the M6 North near the Keel services, not too far from Stoke, and the lanes out there. In East Yorkshire, the Ouse Bridge is closed to high-sided vehicles because of strong winds, and in Middlesbrough, the Transporter Bridge is closed completely. I'm Joanna Adams.
Darling, it's time for a change, starting with the sofa.
But we don't need a new sofa.
We do now.
With our biggest ever savings, there's no excuse needed to visit Harvey's Sale of All Sales. Sofas start from £2.59 and dining sets from £3.99, so you're sure to find something you'd prefer. The Harvey Sale of All Sales. But hurry, must end Tuesday.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So just before we talk about today's big story, some of your reactions have been coming in to Talk Radio. Of course, it is the home of reaction. You can react this way. Who's reacted this way?
Lots coming in. John, I can't believe it. I went to the dump today and they already have all of their Christmas trees and decorations out so early this year. Honestly, I despair. And, John, I was named after my dad's favourite bit of the Oasis song, Cigarettes and Alcohol. That's coming from Sean.
Thank you very much indeed. And now let's talk about... Oh, 8722, by the way.
Start your message with the word talk.
What was the surname?
Who's Sean's surname?
Yeah.
It was Sean Shane.
8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, it's just coming up to a time. Let's talk about today's big story then. Come on. So sound the trumpets. Trumpets for the president-elect of the United States of America likes it when prostitutes wee on him. Now, of course, it's entirely possible, as he and Russia have both said, that this isn't true. Although, of course, it's much more fun to believe that it is, like with David Cameron and that pig. What we do know is that there's an intelligence report. It's been leaked to the media. It contains alleged details of Donald Trump's activities in a Moscow hotel room. A room which, according to reports, was bugged by the FSB, Russia's secret service. They apparently, although all parties deny it, as I say, have film of the incident, which it is claimed could be used by Russia to blackmail the President of the United States. Now, of course, it opens up wider discussions, this, of course, about the ethics of printing unverified stories as news, of discussions of how the Russian government operates, of how we look at the moral implications of a story like this and the report that led to it. Maybe wider discussions of fake news as a whole or of post-truth politics and the media. But most importantly, it throws up the question, how do you clean Waz out of a mattress? Now, if you've been hearing these stories about Donald Trump, thinking, I'd quite like to try that. But how on earth do you get wee out of memory foam? Then keep listening, because we can help. On the line now, very pleased to welcome to Talk Radio, he's the CEO of Cleanology, which is, well, let's find out what it is. He's called Dominic Panier. He's on the phone. Hello, Dominic.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, thank you for joining us.
Hi,
John. So what is it you do, Dominic? What's your company do?
We're a commercial cleaning business in London and Manchester, and we clean for businesses like Harrods and London embassies and various high-end commercial companies.
Oh, I see. So sort of high-end hotels, that kind of thing? Has that come up in your
mind? High-end hotels as well. Well, a combination of high-end and medium-end.
All right. Well, speaking of people's end, tiny orange end, it seems that, you'll have heard the stories, of course, Donald Trump and the prostitutes. And we know it's a Moscow hotel room. It's the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Moscow. That's where this allegedly took place. And the big question is, and I know everybody wants to know this, is if someone does wee on a mattress, how do you clean it, Dominic?
Well, there are different ways. I suppose the main thing you do not want to do is to agitate that urine into the mattress. The main thing is blotting it and trying to take it out. Obviously, you need to do it as quickly as possible as well. Mm. So you would take, like a dry towel or something, obviously stripping the bed down when you get to the mattress, blotting the urine with a towel rather than agitating it and rubbing it. And then baking soda is very good. You would sprinkle a bit of that on and try and soak it all up.
I see. So something like a baking soda. Hypothetically speaking, if Donald Trump had some baking soda around his person at the time, he could have allowed the prostitutes to urinate on the mattress, and then he could have disguised that it had even happened by just sprinkling on some baking soda. Because I mean, how much baking soda do you need? I mean, how much does the average person urinate? I mean, let's say they need to go. Let's say they've been paid to do it. It's a couple of gallons, isn't it? And how much baking soda would you need to put on a couple of gallons of prostitute wee?
quite a few, but I would go a bit further than that. I would say as well as the baking soda, you would go to the next stage, which is the personal bio and water. So biological washing powder is very good as well. And we would recommend taking that, applying that process afterwards. You could also use vinegar and water. Oh. But obviously that would smell a bit.
Yes. So the advice, I mean, and how long would it take before you, because you can flip the mattress after that, of course. So in terms of drying out a mattress that you've had to clean with the biological washing powder and so on and so forth, you just leave it to air dry, or can you dry it with a hairdryer? Or, I mean, what's the best way?
Absolutely. You should leave it to dry at least 18 to 24 hours. So obviously overnight. So that would take that room out of the... Yeah. Out of the operation for a while.
Yeah, which I suppose would be handy because obviously then the Russian Secret Service could go back in, retrieve the cameras that they'd used to allegedly film all this. Otherwise, they'd be literally sitting in the next room watching wee dry for 12 hours. Dominic, thank you so much. That's really helpful because I know there are people listening to this who have heard the story about Donald Trump today, thinking, I quite like a prostitute to wee me. But like I said, you've got to think of the consequences and how you deal with it afterwards. And Dominic, I think you've helped us enormously. Thank you very much for joining us.
That's a pleasure, no problem at all.
Thank you. Dominic Panier there is the CEO of Cleanology. That's how to get urine out of a mattress should you find yourself in the same position as the President-elect of the United States of America. And don't say we don't help you with advice here on Talk Radio. If you have thoughts or advice, cleaning advice for anyone who wishes to do it, then please join in, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's 1:30 now. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump has rubbished claims that Moscow has compromising information on him, insisting he has nothing to do with Russia. A report by US spies chiefs include unverified suggestions that the US president-elect was secretly recorded in a hotel room. American politics expert Dr. Brian Klass has told Talk Radio serious questions need to be asked.
We need to sort of be patient and have, a lot of attention paid to both context and concern. But if they are true, I mean, this is unprecedented in American history to have somebody possibly compromised before they even take office.
The Prime Minister has called the British Red Cross irresponsible and accused of exaggerating problems in the NHS. Last week, the charity warned of a humanitarian crisis in the health service in England. A teenager charged with the murder of a 7-year-old girl has been remanded into secure accommodation. The 15-year-old is accused of killing Katie Ruff in York on Monday, as well as possessing an offensive weapon. A man has been flown to hospital with serious injuries after cutting his own throat in the dock of a courtroom. Lucas Robert Pulowski was due to be sentenced at Haverford West in Pembrokeshire this morning. Thousands of homes have no power as strong winds batter parts of the UK. The Forth Road Bridge linking Edinburgh and Fife has been closed after a lorry was blown over. And nearly 40% of UK travellers think airlines should take a passenger's weight into consideration when setting luggage allowances. A survey has found one in five people admit to feeling angry that heavier people are allowed the same amount as themselves. The weather scattered blustery showers across Scotland, Northern Ireland and the north of England, turning to snow later with some strong gale force winds. Drier for London and the South East, highs of 10 degrees is more than half an hour.
It's nice that they asked some travellers about that. Right, so the time is an hour before Victoria's bonus news. Now this is confusing now because regular listeners know you do bonus news at 2:30 to yes. fill in the time gap left by your shorter news. But yesterday was supposed to be mineral news, but you snuck in some animal news. You sneaked an animal news bulletin in mm-hmm. the place of the. So what's today?
Animal news.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's mineral news.
No, mineral news happened yesterday. You heard the jingle.
Is it more animal news today?
Yeah.
It's everybody's favourite part of the show, Victoria.
I'm not sure that's true, but okay.
Victoria's animal news on the way in an hour's time. In this half an hour of the programme, however, we'd like you to make up a news story. Please headline hijack on the way for the news at 2 o'clock. Victoria will say a lie at 2 o'clock. It will masquerade as truth. It's like, you know, like with Donald Trump. And a lonely luncher. If you're lunching alone, email us, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Come on the radio, tell us why, win yourself a gift prize. Yeah, that's right. Right, okay, we'll do Headline Hijack next.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
We got Peter Blexley off that show, The Hunted. He's going to be doing our news review at the top of the show. We've also got David Davies, MP. He's the Tory who said that we should check all asylum seekers' teeth before we let them into the country. He's going to be live in the studio. Plus, we'll have our regular girl about town, Olivia Foster, with all the latest showbiz gossip. That's Sam Delaney speaking truth to power.
Stop. Look. Listen. To Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of reactions coming in, of course, to hashtag WatersportsGate because of the Donald Trump story. We were talking about it there with Dominic Paneer. He's the CEO of Cleanology. He specialises in cleaning up mess. That's what his company does. They do hotels, so he was very helpful with advice about how to get urine out of a mattress. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, I'm a little pig and I love to go wee, wee, wee all the way home has come in from a little pig.
Yep.
John, I think all these jokes on Twitter about this false claim are in very bad taste. The tweets saying stuff like, urine, big trouble,
yep.
His showers being made of gold,
yep.
Make America urinate again,
yep.
One urination under God,
yep.
Whether his press conference tomorrow will have a live stream,
yep.
The White House becoming the Yellow House, Air Force number one,
yeah.
Trump being brought down by a link, him being called Petus, WikiLeaks, that's why it explains his hair and skin colour, inauga urination,
yeah.
And when he goes skiing, he likes to stay on piste. Yeah. I think it's just childish.
Yes, I agree. Keep them coming in. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Then Donald Trump has denied the story, of course, saying it is complete fabrication, dismissing the notion. However, we embrace the notion of fabrication and fake news, as regular listeners will know. We call it Headline Hijack. We've been doing it since before it was zeitgeisty. Get yourself a made-up news lie into the bulletin at 2 o'clock. It's there simply to confuse the people who don't listen to this bit of the programme, who've popped out for lunch or whatever. They get back at 2 o'clock, switch the radio on, hear the news, believe it because it's the news. Donald Trump's tweeting the words fake news in capital letters now. He's getting involved. Mm. Donald, if you are listening, and I know you do, then by all means, join in with Headline Hijack. Because the lines are open, and here's some of the things that have been coming in today. Cornelius, what
this
have
is
you
from
there?
Daria, who says, could Barack Obama be impeached in the final days of his presidency? Members of the House have started drawing up a petition accusing Obama of having stolen from and vandalising the White House. It is being reported that the president has spray-painted the hashtag Peters on the side of the walls of the Oval Office.
Peters. Peters. There's been more development in the stories involving Donald Trump emerging. Rumours that he was involved in salacious acts with women have been quashed now, officially, as a video has been released showing no ladies present in the room at all in the Moscow hotel room. But in fact, he was urinated on by a dead pig that he borrowed from another world leader. Former world leader that shall remain nameless at this time. What else have you got there, Cornelius? Oh, that's coming from Jenny, by the way. Thanks, Jenny.
This is from Mark, who says, Donald Trump has accused the Met Office on Twitter.
Lots
coming in.
It's funny that.
Yeah. Don't know why. Donald Trump has accused the Met Office on Twitter of being unprofessional Hillary twonks after they issued fresh yellow warnings. The president-elect is said to have been personally assaulted by any references to the colours yellow or golden or references to the 16th letter of the alphabet.
Thank you for that. You can keep those coming because you've got 20 minutes to get them to us because somebody has to get their headline hijack into those headlines at 2 o'clock and it could well be you. Also, in the next half an hour of the programme, we will be meeting today's Lonely Luncher. If you're lunching alone, we want to hear from you as well. Get yourself on the list. Get inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It is where you can find yourself on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize. And elsewhere today, you can win some meat. That's right, you can win some meat. It's a budget thing. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg because we're not racist and that'll be in a game of dead or alive. The number is the same if you'd like to register to play for that. All that involves you doing is coming on the radio later and playing dead or alive around about 4:15. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you could win meat. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And then they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Night, Dad.
ISBN number 01309986 34. Cover photograph by...
Like getting your money's worth?
Enjoy our delicious 99p cheeseburger. Part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
So, you're all ready to go?
Great.
Can you let me out, please?
Did you just hear that?
Oh, don't worry, that's just Steve giving your Duke's bootlock one final check, Mr. Thorough. Bless him.
Hello?
Because we know every nut and cranny on a Nissan, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 27th of December to the 22nd of January, where you could drive away a used 65-plate Duke from £11,189, subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
Van Buster, now on! CLS Timber, 38x63x2400mm, just £1.63 a length. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Next up on Sounds Fantastic is this.
Hey, you give to me all of your money, and maybe I give to you a few extra megabytes.
Ooh, that was the merciless broad bandit. Fear not and listen up.
Go compare.
That's the sound of the very first place you should be looking for your ideal broadband deal.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
At Thompson, our Sensomar holidays are created especially for adults to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when you discover a new world in one of our exotic destinations. That moment, brought to you by Thompson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thompson.co.uk for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Brighton, the southbound side of the A23 Old Steam, so heading towards the pier, remains closed for accident investigation work. You're being diverted via Edward Street towards the seafront. Through Covert in Lincolnshire, the A16 is blocked by a lorry which overturned around the A1175. There's some debris on the M6 North near the Keel services, not too far from Stoke, and the lanes out there. In East Yorkshire, the Ouse Bridge is closed to high-sided vehicles because of strong winds, and in Middlesbrough, the Transporter Bridge is closed completely. I'm Joanna Adams.
Oh no, the dining furniture just fell down the stairs.
But what? How?
Not sure. Let's go and buy a new set right away.
With our biggest ever savings, there's no excuse needed to visit Harvey's Sale of All Sales. Sofas start from £2.59 and dining sets from £3.99, so you're sure to find something you'd prefer.
Oh look, the Harvey's Sale of All Sales. Perfect timing.
But hurry, must end Tuesday.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motormouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio that you're listening to in the afternoons, and yes, I am John Holmes. And if you just tuned in and you're looking for advice on how to get urine out of a mattress, should you pay some Russian prostitutes to urinate on it and you, then I'm afraid you've missed that advice. Because it came from the CEO of a cleaning company who talked us through the method. I mean, it's all very well people talking about what Donald Trump may or may not have done, but no one, apart from us, as far as I can tell, is considering the logistics of how to clean up afterwards. We've got that covered. It'll probably be on our podcast or something. So if you are wanting to play those games, then wait till our new podcast is up at the end of the week. Download that, Advice for Cleaning a Mattress, is on there. And then this weekend, you know, have fun. Right, the news is quite complicated. Donald Trump's finding that out today, isn't he? I mean, actually, Jeremy Corbyn, supposed to have relaunched the Labour Party policies as well. Seems to have been a little bit overshadowed, doesn't it? It seems.
Overshadowed cabinet.
Yes.
Sort of.
What he needs to do to get back on the front pages is Jeremy Corbyn should just wee on someone. Jeremy Corbyn is right now, as I speak, in Parliament, taking part in Prime Minister's questions. Is that what he's speaking in Parliament, talking about the NHS? And I can see him on a screen in front of me, and behind him is Tom Watson, the deputy leader of the Labour Party. Theresa May has just stood up to answer one of his questions.
Theresa May.
Yeah. What Corbyn should now do while Theresa May is speaking is stand up, right, pop out little Jeremy, and just whazz on Theresa May. And that way, that would get him back.
Jeremy Corbyn.
If you like. And that would get him back onto the front pages. Because that's all anyone's interested in today.
Theresa May.
All right, stop it now. Anyway, so if that happens, of course, we will let you know here on Talk Radio. What I'm getting at is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, Cornelius. And a lot of people pay prostitutes to get their head around it for them. However, we've got a different method. Our method is that of Japanese poetry to explain the news. The day's big stories rendered through that medium of Oriental short form verse. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables again. We present to you the news in haikus.
Corbyn changes his mind on earnings cap, which is good news for John Holmes.
I don't understand that.
Because you earn so much money from doing the show.
I don't know.
You get paid loads.
I don't.
You do compared to me.
Literally don't.
Loads of
everyone
money.
Gets paid loads compared to you.
Yeah.
Because it's performance related.
You're so rich, though. You've got so much nice stuff.
Your parents own a town.
No, they don't.
They own Bromley.
No, they don't. They own a house.
They own. Yeah, but that, their garden is Bromley.
No,
we've established this. Well, you've got rich parents who paid for you to go through university. I worked my way through university, Cornelius.
I worked while I was at university.
You are of rich stock, like a casserole. you're like a boss-eyed casserole.
Very working-class dish casserole, really.
Yeah, is that what you can't say? Because you never had it. Because you only eat foie gras in Bromley. Oh, hoity-toity Bromley.
Bromley is not hoity-toity. You've clearly never been.
I haven't been there. Anyway, Cornelius is very rich.
No, you are.
I think you protest too much. You're the only intern I know who turns up here in a carriage.
Carriage?
Yeah. Pulled by your parents.
You mean train carriage?
No! Not like the Queen. Pulled by your parents.
Pulled by my parents?
Because you're spoilt.
No.
Anyway, it's time for Lonely Lunch Club.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
The Lonely Lunch Club on Talk Radio, of course, is home to those. It's a welcome. It's a welcoming home to those who are lunching alone. If you are a lonely one lunch, then you are invited to get in touch with us. Make yourself known to us. And we will induct you into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. Of course we will. And put you on the receiving end of a delightful gift prize. More of that anon. The only criteria, you got to be lunching alone. You got to come on the radio. You got to tell us why. Someone's done exactly that. He's called James. Hello, James.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. You, sir, though, how are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
I'm okay.
Glad to hear it. So, what do you do, James? What are you doing? What do you do and stuff
I work in a cinema for a living.
Cinema. What do you do? Are you in charge of the film or of the popcorn? Which branch of the cinema do you work in, James?
I'm what they call a team member, so I serve popcorn, drinks, tickets, clean up the screen after everyone leaves their mess in there, you know, regular stuff.
Yeah. Oh, so you've had to clean. Have you ever, as someone who's cleaned, James, have you ever come across a situation where somebody has paid, I don't know, top of my head, a couple of Russian prostitutes to urinate on them in a cinema?
What? No.
Not like Donald Trump, then, no.
Not at all.
Okay.
But I can tell you something really nasty we found in a screen once.
Before you do, how nasty is it? Is it broadcastable?
I can word it in a way that doesn't contain any particularly strong language.
Okay, that's fine. We can dump it if it's...
That's the wrong choice of words there, Chris. There is a button in here, James, that if something gets broadcast that shouldn't be, we can press it, and it'll there's a 7-second delay, and it'll take out the... Anyway, just tell us what it is. It's fine.
Okay, so it was after the... What was that last film? The 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so no. In the screen they found.
Oh, did they? I think we all know what was found, don't we?
Yeah, but on top of that,
no,
there was also a used feminine hygiene product.
Okay, we'll move on now. And I mean that trumps Trump.
Yeah.
How long have you worked in the cinema, James?
Too long. Around 2.5 years now.
All right. Okay. So, do you get to see? I've always wondered. Do you get to see all the films for free, or do they not let you do that? How does that work?
Oh no, I get free tickets. I get two free tickets, so one for myself and one for another person.
Yep.
And I get 40% off food.
Oh, that's right, isn't it? Yeah. But the thing is, because people go to the cinema for, you know, for a treat, don't they, for pleasure, but because you work there, even though if you want to go and see a film, there must be an edge to it where it feels a little bit like work. Or do you go to a different cinema to make it not feel like work?
Well, we have staff showings, so like midnight we'll see the newest film before it comes out.
Yep.
Every now and then. So I'd definitely go to my cinema for that one.
Yeah.
But if it's another film that I just feel like, I'll try to avoid my branch.
Yeah, because otherwise, yeah, I can see your point. Why are you lunching alone, James? What's the reason for that?
Actually, I got the early break, so there's no one in the lunch room.
Oh, I see.
By myself, all lonely and stuff.
Yeah, well, you would be. Do you bring your own lunch in, or and how does that work? What are you lunching with? What are you eating, James? That's always
popcorn.
Just a fistfuls of popcorn, I suppose. Yeah.
No, actually, I bring my own lunch in.
Yep.
It's usually like chicken or something.
Yep.
But today, I tried to go to the Caribbean restaurant, but they were closed, so I couldn't get my jerk chicken today. So now I'm just eating this sad sandwich.
Why are they closed today? What's going on? Why is the Caribbean restaurant closed today?
I have no idea why they're closed. They're just closed. They didn't want to inform me. They didn't want to tell me.
Well, that's just not good customer relations, James, is it? I mean, you're not, you know, someone came up to you screeching for popcorn to go and watch whatever's on at the moment, Rogue One or something, and you were closed, James. You know, you wouldn't do that, would you? You wouldn't do that?
Not at all.
It's terrible. All right. Well, look, what we do, James, is offer you the choice of a gift prize now, because just to make you feel fewer lonely than you were, we've idly chatted, and that's good. That's kind of part of the bargain. But you get a souvenir for your time with us, and you will very shortly hear a list of gift prizes, James. And all you need to do is pick one of them, and lo and behold, as if by magic, that will become yours. So stand by for the quite awful gift prize music. There it is, right there. Now, what you'll hear next is a list of gift prizes with a short description of each. Listen carefully, because one of these things will be yours.
A Talk Radio mug.
No, we're not giving away. Paul Ross, you can have this piece of radio-themed crockery.
Have we still got some of those left, by the way? I mean, how many Talk Radio mugs? We've gone through quite a lot now.
Yeah, I think they seem to be coming from somewhere in the kitchen. Like, they get replenished, I think.
Do they? No one's caught on to the fact that we just steal them and give them as prizes yet?
I don't know, really.
All right. I was just interested, you know.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Yes, the free newspaper daubed with topical Japanese poetry on a train this morning, which had to get off early at London Bridge because someone was ill and refusing to get off the train.
Is that what they said?
That's what I was told, yes. I had to change to just walk across the platform, get on another train, continue my journey to Waterloo East. I was still on time though, so it's all good.
Good insight into Cornelius's morning there.
A Talk Sport mug.
No, we're not giving away Jacobs or Hawksby. we're giving away this
piece of crockery.
Crockery, yes, yeah. Sport crockery.
They've not noticed that we give away their mugs either?
No, that's fine.
All right.
There's loads of those mugs.
We'll keep going then. Keep going now with the best prize.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yes, the very worst prize on offer today. It is John Holmes's book about growing up in Nuneaton, which is as dull as it sounds.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No, it contains my early sexual adventures.
Well, that is horrible.
They're not like Donald's.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
I bet they are. Currently on TalkSport 2, broadcaster Ray Stubbs is on air, and he is discussing when can badminton become goodminton again.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
I thought we'd be discussing water sports today, you'd think.
No.
A 2016 Colin Murray... I'll let him do it, hang on.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, Colin Murray left TalkSport in 2016, but he sure didn't take his calendars with him.
No, he didn't. They're in a skip.
They're in a skip, which we fished them out and have been since given away as gift prizes.
And will continue to do so, despite them now being a whole year out of date.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Well, they're not going out of date anytime soon. This year's brand new colander, which is the exact same as last year's colander, because we only write on them when we give them away
with a Sharpie.
Yeah, so,
and we didn't want them anyway, we wanted a calendar.
Yeah,
but with hindsight, it's good job we didn't go for the calendar and got a colander due to a typo, because they remain more topical.
They're timeless
than a calendar would have. What an exciting range of gift prizes, James. I'm sure you agree. Which of them would you like?
Jesus, I'll take the Talk Radio mug.
You're on. You got it, mate. It's yours. You can eat popcorn from it to your heart's content.
Thanks.
That's James. Thank you, James. James works in a cinema. They once found something very disgusting at a screening of 50 Shades of Grey. Glad we didn't find out what. So, if you are lunching alone for whatever reason, then yes, my friend, you too could get one of those. I know. Exciting prizes. All you got to do is email us to let us know why you're lunching alone. Come on the radio. talk to us. That is it. That's how simple it is. The email is this, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Get on the list, get into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It really is as easy as calling Ian's mum.
Whoa, what?
Nothing. So, headline hijack then. Made up news story in the news at 2 o'clock, which is coming very shortly. Out of Victoria. We always put a made-up news story in there at 2 o'clock. We do it to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. So, let's find out just who today is our headline hijacker. Cornelius, I know you've been sifting through them. Who? Give me a name.
Sifting.
Give me a name. Give me
Ella.
A name.
Ella.
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 Ella. Hey,
what? Where's Ella from?
Umbridge.
Ella is in Umbridge.
Umbridge Ella, everyone calls her.
Did you put that in the message?
No.
Just guessing, eh?
Yep. I mean, technically, his name is Dan. But
in Umbridge.
In Umbridge, yeah.
But
but I think Ella's a better name
for someone who lives in Umbridge.
Yeah, so Dan. It's Dan.
Okay.
He must have been thinking, wow, close.
Yeah, someone else in Umbridge.
Yeah, what are the chances?
Wow. I'll take Umbridge with that, I thought. Yeah. Right. Dan Ella, you have got your made-up news story in the news. Which is next? On Talk Radio. And then, not Ella, but Ellie will be here with Work Experience Punditry. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
New year. Exciting, isn't it? New beginnings, fresh starts, daily commutes. Yep, you heard right. At the Vauxhall Bonus Tag event from the 27th of December to the 16th of January, there's up to 22% off selected models across the range, with many including features such as touchscreen display. So roll on the new year commute. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall Bonus Tag event. Participating retailers only. Selected stock only. Limited period. Registrations by the 31st of January 2017. Offer not available with any other offers. Full T's and C's apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got 3x2-inch CLS timber for only £1.80 for a 2.4 metre length. Now that's a real deal. Yay! See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons at 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Wednesday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Trump calls Russia blackmail claims fake news. PM blasts Red Cross is irresponsible and thousands left without power.
Talk Radio.
Both Donald Trump and the Kremlin have denied claims of a Russian plot to compromise the US president-elect. An unverified report suggests spies gathered material that could be used to blackmail Mr. Trump. Natalia Palavina is a former aide to an ex-Russian prime minister.
I'm absolutely certain that this is what is going on and has happened to Mr. Trump as well. This is very much the method of the FSB. I myself have become victim of that method of collecting compromising information against both enemies as well as friends.
The Labour leader says Theresa May appears to be in denial about the crisis facing the NHS. Jeremy Corbyn claims the Prime Minister is ignoring the views of groups like the Royal College of Physicians, which says the service is underfunded, underdoctored and overstretched. Last week, the Red Cross spoke about a humanitarian crisis in the NHS in England. The PM told the Commons that's an exaggeration.
To use that description of a National Health Service, which last year saw 2.5 million more people treated in an accident and emergency than 6 years ago, was irresponsible and overblown.
A 15-year-old girl has been remanded into secure accommodation after appearing in court charged with the murder of a 7-year-old. Katie Ruff died on Monday after being found in a cul-de-sac in York with life-threatening injuries. Thousands of homes have been left without power as gale force winds hit parts of the UK. Severe weather warnings of wind and snow are in place for Scotland, the north of England and Northern Ireland throughout today. And men are apparently more likely than women to complete their tax return on time. Figures from HM Revenue and Customs show for every 10,000 put in by men in 2014 to 2015, 232 were late. That's three fewer than women, the second consecutive year they were outperformed.
Have you done yours?
No, and I'm waiting for an old employer to send me the details of my... because they never sent me... Is it a P45 when you leave?
Or a P60. Well, a P60.
P60. So I don't have that, and I lost all records of my employment at said radio group when my computer died.
Is it Global?
Yes, okay. And for the last month I've been chasing them up, but they are not able to apparently do anything in a timely order, whereas two other broadcasters I used to work for when I was freelance were able to.
Get it from the tax office.
It's just time and effort, isn't it?
Yep.
And they promised to do it, yep. And they haven't.
Donald Trump's got a PP60.
Can we do the weather now, please?
Yep.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Scattered blustery showers across Scotland, Northern Ireland and the north of England, turning to snow later with strong gale force winds. Dry for London and the south east, the highs are 10 degrees.
There's more in half an hour.
Yeah.
There's a tweet coming for you, Victoria.
Oh.
Yes, indeed. It's from Stephen on Twitter.
Hi, Stephen.
Victoria sounds nice.
Oh.
But her complete disregard for the rules is unacceptable. Mineral news, please.
I agree.
No.
That's what he's... I agree.
That's what he's written.
But
that's what
no,
he's written.
Mineral news happened. Mineral news happened.
Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news is what Victoria brings us on consecutive Dave's... Dave's? Yes. And days.
No, just days.
Okay. At 2:30. Yesterday, she was supposed to do mineral news, but but didn't. Today, she claims she's not doing it either.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope no one starts tweeting the station calling for your resignation or anything.
That'd be awful.
Yeah.
Well, seeing as this isn't part of my actual job,
let's hope
it's an additional requirement.
Victoria
that
doesn't
you
trend.
Shut up. This is what you, John Holmes, have made me do. It's not a part of my contract or job. So I don't think it's reason to call for me to resign or be sacked. It's just a little Brucey bonus, isn't it? As you call it, bonus news. I don't have to do it. It's true. I don't have to do it.
Victoria's back.
You just make out that I do.
With bonus news in 25 minutes' time. On Talk Radio. Ellie's with us next for Work Experience Punditry.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Southampton manager Claude Puel says he won't be rotating his squad for tonight's EFL Cup semi-final first leg against Liverpool. The Saints have slipped to 10th in the Premier League table, having lost their last three games. Puel says this evening's competition is the priority.
We can have... more possibility on this competition than to win the Premier League. It's normal, I think. And it's important to play this game with all our possibilities, and after we will see.
Southampton versus Liverpool is live and in full over on Talk Sport this evening. Manchester United have agreed to sell midfielder Morgan Schneiderlin to Everton for around £22 million. The French internationals played just 8 times since Jose Mourinho became manager last summer. Finally, onto rugby. England have suffered another big injury blow ahead of the Six Nations. Joe Marler's the latest forward to be sidelined. The Harlequins prop has suffered a fracture to his lower left leg and is expected to be fit again in 4 to 5 weeks. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the Responsible Naming Committee has announced that it's to crack down on A-list celebrities giving odd names to their children. The RNC has previously been criticised for ignoring famous parents and has been accused by former staff of taking bribes.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the news. And Ben there with the pre-recorded sport. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm going to say in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Still to come on the programme between now and when we stop, the comedian Chris Ramsey will be joining us in a while. He'll be in, trying to flog something he's working on, probably. It's like sort of a PR exercise dressed up as an interview, if I'm honest, that's all it is. So he'll be in. There's also your chance to win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. And if you'd like to play, well, you can get in touch and register that interest now. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right. But at 2:07, it is time for today's work experience punditry. Let's do that.
Talk Radio.
Work experience punditry, it is where we reach out a helping hand to those on lower rungs of the ladder, just beginning their burgeoning careers in broadcasting. And when we have a work experience here, we treat them properly. We don't make them make the tea, well, we do, but we also make them photocopy the tea. And then we put them in front of the microphone to road test them on their chosen careers. That's what we tell them anyway. The real reason is because, well, they're free and we don't have to pay them. And Ellie is back. It's been a while, Ellie.
It's been ages.
It's been a while since you graced us with your hipster nonsense.
True.
Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Been working for free for other people.
Good. That's why we got you back, because apparently you're quite good at working for free now. So we thought we'd get you back in.
Don't tell anyone that, John.
Okay fine. Anyway, lovely to see you. First question. If he paid you, would you urinate on a president?
How much?
Well, how much urine have you got? What's your price?
What, to urinate on the president?
Yeah.
It's a bit inappropriate.
Everyone's got their price, Cornelius. How much would you do it for?
What?
How much would you do it for?
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
I'd pay a tenner to do it.
It could become a hipster thing. I mean, Ellie, let's be honest. If it catches on now, just a pop-up cafe where one urinates on the food or something is probably on the way as we speak in Shoreditch right now. Hipster nonsense. It's a roundup of pop-up crap that's popped up. Ellie has it now. Where are we starting, Ellie?
So we're into the new year, so I thought I'd start off with something to get us nice and fit and healthy.
Yep.
So by David Lloyd Jims, there's a new pop-up called Run for Your Bun. Okay, and the premise of this is that you arrive at the cafe, yeah, and then you choose from a selection of different meals. So
I knew it would be like a cafe. I knew there'd be a bloody cafe.
So, like, for example, you can have like smashed avocado on toast or like giant couscous. Really nice food. And then basically what they'll do is they'll work out how many calories you'll need to burn in order to earn that food. And then they'll then design a HIIT session for you, which can involve a combination of treadmill sprints, hill climbs, reps on a rowing machine, or even burpees. So you'll have to perform all of these interval trainings.
Yes.
Do you know what HIIT training is?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Well, look at me. Clearly I do.
Do you know what a gym is?
Do you know what it is?
I do know what it is.
And then basically once you perform the exercises, you've proven that you deserve your nice tasty snack.
But if you go to this cafe and you're hungry, which is a reason for going to a cafe, I would just put out there. By the time you've done your HIIT training, you're not going to be hungry for it anymore, are you?
Wouldn't you be starving? Because not only were you hungry, but you've then used up energy. So actually, you'd be really hungry and then you'd actually deserve your food.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure that's a...
So when you exercise, do you get more full?
Well, I'm just not very hungry after... If I go to the gym, I'm not really that hungry afterwards.
Really?
Not really, no. Is that wrong?
I don't know, I get quite... Well, I don't exercise, actually.
No, so. You just eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Would you do this, Con? Would you go and exercise to have a free meal?
Is it free?
Yeah, so basically you're paying for your food by burning off your calories.
Yeah, I'd do that.
But who's paying for the food?
It's just a promotion by David Lloyd.
Can I do it like... Oh, right. Can I get, like, a portion of chips, but then have the chips as I go? So, like, three steps must equal a chip.
So
I can do three steps and then eat a chip and then do another three steps.
Could you do three burpees in a row?
Do you know what are they?
Do you know what a burpee is?
No, not really. I've heard the term.
Yeah.
It's quite. Do they make you burp?
It's quite a tough...
I imagine if you were eating chips while doing them, you would burp, but that's not quite what they are.
It's a press-up?
Yeah, and then you go into like a start, and then you jump up.
The press-up is the other one.
Jump up and then down into like a plank shape and then back up.
Yeah, that. Try it now if you want.
Do one right now.
Go and do a burpee now. So you have to lie down.
Right, I've got it.
As if you're in like a press-up position.
It's sort of press-up position. Press-up plank position. Yeah. What's that?
It's a burpee instruction video I found on YouTube.
Okay.
That's weird.
Okay. Good. It's best not to look at Cornelius's internet history. Right, so you lie, you get on in the press-up plank position.
So like that.
Yeah.
Right. And now you sort of do a squat thrust forward.
Bring your feet forward.
And jump up with your hands in the
straight
air.
Straight up.
That's easy.
Now do 10 of those.
10?
And you'll get one chip.
What?
One.
Two. It's not very good form, Cornelius,
three,
I'll be honest.
Three. Your stomach's fallen out. Four. Yeah. Five.
That's knackering. I can't do that.
You're not getting a chip.
Just pay.
You're not having a chip then.
You did five and a half.
I must have done a portion of chips in that.
No. Anyway, it is, yeah, all right. So it's pretentious and it's hipster. And do they put the food behind little cages? So that's what they should do. And then it sort of gets released according to the amount of
like the crystal maze.
Yes, like the crystal maze.
So when you walk in, right, they weigh you, and then you have to drop below a certain weight before it goes up.
Yeah, then the gate goes up, and you can have a pie. Yeah. All right, okay. But I mean, it's all right as an idea. But then you did say the phrase "smashed avocado," which makes me want to kill. It's the ultimate in hipster food, isn't it?
Why is it
smashed? Well, it's just a mashed up avocado. Why do you have to say smashed?
You know that avocados are being like overfarmed because so many people love avocados, and so a lot of them are kind of grown out in Mexico. And people are saying you need to stop because they're tearing down people's houses in order to build more fields to actually grow avocados.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah.
Why not just go and open up the stupid hipster restaurants in Mexican fields? And then...
just
there.
That would get on board with clean eating. So I bet people would love that.
Yeah, well, there you go. Another hipster idea made better by me. All right, where... What horror bring you now?
All right, so I'm going to go the other way. So, Cornelius, you seem a little bit tired by the gym idea.
Yeah.
So instead I'm going to the Unicorn Cafe, which is basically a cafe called Creme and Sugar in the United States, and it tries to serve all things unicorn. So one of the things it has is a unicorn hot chocolate, which is a pink hot chocolate that is then covered with whipped cream, marshmallows, edible gold, fruity little sprinkles, and then glitter as well.
What's that got to do with a unicorn?
Well, it looks like a unicorn, you know. It's like a rainbow. It's beautiful. They are actually really beautiful. They're very Instagrammable.
Unicorns aren't real, Ellie.
What?
Okay, moving on. They poo rainbows, don't they?
Yeah. So that's straight into the cup.
Yeah.
That's actually what it is, you're right.
Yeah. How do they... Donald Trump once paid a unicorn to poo a rainbow onto him in a Moscow hotel room. I don't understand. Why does this exist?
Because somebody saw a hot chocolate and they were like, how can I make that more fabulous? And so they turned it into a unicorn hot chocolate.
But why... Why a unicorn? What's that got to do with anything?
Because it's just nice colours. It's pretty. It's something you can admire before you drink. They look really lovely if you have a look at the photos.
Do they?
They do, honestly. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. There's one, John.
Doesn't that look amazing?
Just looks like a milkshake, really.
This looks like a mess.
Yeah, it doesn't... No, it doesn't look too appealing.
It looks really nice.
It looks like someone's liquefied a Dulux colour chart. and eaten it and then sicked it up in a cup. So I don't want that.
You don't want that?
I don't want that.
I think it looks amazing.
I don't want that.
Oh.
How many burpees would you have to do if you...
So many. So many. You'd probably have to do burpees until the day you died to work off that hot chocolate.
Can't do burpees now until the day you die. No. I mean, which could be later if you keep doing them.
what it seems to
have done to you. Hold the thought,
okay.
Ellie, of Cornelius's impending death. And stay with us, because we'll be back with more Hipster Nonsense. Of course, tease us, though, Ellie. Tease us now with where are we going?
Coffee comes dating.
Hmm?
Coffee meets dating. That's what we're going to next.
Coffee meets dating.
Mm.
Right. We'll be talking about that in today's Work Experience Punditry, because it's a roundup of Hipster Nonsense. Or what?
Coffee's met dating years ago.
Not like this, Cornelius. Okay. Not like this.
We'll get to this.
All right. In the next bit of the programme as well, Chris Ramsey will be joining us just after 2:30. There's a big debate at 3, and you can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. All to come on the... Oh, we'll be talking about Donald Trump as well, because apparently he's paid some prostitutes to wee on him.
No, he hasn't.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
All right, Steve.
Devastated. She's gone and I'm lost without her. We've been together years.
Yeah, but...
You come to rely on them.
You'll find another one, mate. Between you and me, I always thought she was a bit butch.
Hey, I'm talking about my old van.
I thought you meant Verity.
Me wife. Butch.
Oh, well. Either way, you can pick something up with a few less miles on the clock.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
Vanbuster now on. CLS Timber, 38x63x2400mm, just £1.63 a length. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade off.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell and Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Oh, look! Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell. Aww. 5-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the delicious barbecue chicken BLC. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
At first, I was worried I wouldn't belong in the army. I thought you had to be really athletic. And I didn't even like running for the bus before I joined. On our first run, I was struggling at the back. And one of the instructors slowed down. And instead of just shouting at me like I thought he would, he just ran with me. Thanks to him, I'm a physical training instructor now. I'll literally never forget how much he helped me that day.
This is belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army, be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's a demonstration in Blackpool causing delays along the Preston New Road, A583. That's between Blackpool and Plumpton. North of Bury, the A56 Manchester Road is currently closed at Bass Lane. That's because of an accident. Lincolnshire's A16 through Cubitt remains blocked both ways around the A1175. A lorry overturned there earlier. And in Lichfield, the A51, the Friary is blocked by a fallen tree. There's also restrictions for many of the bridges around the country because of strong winds. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And a question for you. What do Chris Eubank, top boxer, Denise Walsh, loose woman, and Rick Wakeman of Yes fame have in common? The answer is they were on the last Full Set Breakfast. Talk about a mixed bag of celebrities. Who's joining me on the next show? Tune in from 6 a.m. to find out. It's the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, and you. Better call Paul, have your say on the burning current affairs issue of the day with me every weekday morning from 6.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio.
Be there and we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio. It's Talk Radio. It's the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. And Ellie is with us for Work Experience Punditry. Hipster. Nonsense is what we're talking about today. We review many things on the programme. We review music, of course. Film, television, that kind of thing. Wednesdays, though, hipster crap. Pop-up stuff. The sort of thing that ex-offenders are employed in railway arches in Shoreditch for 20 minutes while it's open. That kind of thing. Right, where next, Ellie?
So, it's like you said, Con, coffee and dating have met before, but they've actually managed to hipster it up. So, launching in London, Match.com are launching a pop-up which seeks to help sort of young Londoners meet people on the way to work. So, there'll be, you walk into it, basically, and there's a 3D printer dressed up as a coffee machine.
What?
And you'll choose from a menu of 8 different Match members from across the database, 4 female and 4 male. So, you'll have a look through, see which one you like the look of, and you can select them. After you choose your preferred drink and your preferred person, you'll be handed a free coffee that has the person's profile photo 3D printed into the foam. So you can admire them while
you
drink.
So you can drink a stranger.
Well, so, if you drink the coffee and you decide you like your potential beau...
Or the taste of it.
I mean, it was probably going to be a nice coffee, John.
All right.
Yeah, the outside of the cup will basically contain all the info from their profile, so you can see if you like them. And then if you do, you can follow a link that's on the cup to track down your match.
What a hateful idea.
Why is it hateful?
Why?
Trying to bring a little bit of love into the world. Valentine's Day is fast approaching.
Overcomplicating the whole thing, isn't it?
It's like if Tinder and a coffee machine were combined.
What sort of idiot came up with that? I mean, who's sitting there thinking, you know what this world needs? It's a mashup of Tinder and a jar of Nescafe.
It's called Espresso Yourself.
There is a way I now want to espresso myself. But I
espresso
can't do that.
Yourself.
I can't do that on the radio because it involves a swear.
They have another suggestion. Perhaps you don't like any of the matches that are there. You can choose to 3D print your own face onto the foam in your coffee cup and then hand it to the person you fancy in the hope that they'll take a shine to you.
But if the person's there, that you fancy, why don't you just speak to them? Why have you got to go through the rigmarole of 3D printing your face onto their foam?
It's not hipster enough, John. It's too mainstream. I can't imagine how well a 3D foam printed face would actually come out, but apparently it's well enough that you could fall in love with that person over your cup of coffee. And then you could invite them for a coffee.
It's a crap idea, isn't it? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, No, Ellie. Just no. I mean, would you... If someone came up to you, right, and handed you a cup of coffee with their own face etched into the foamy lid, what would you think?
Who is this weirdo?
Yes, exactly. That's my point. So it's not going to work, is it?
People will go down and use it. It's Instagrammable. That's my basic go-to with all of these.
It's Instagrammable. I hate the modern world. All right.
Put a nice filter on it. Like a filter coffee.
What you got? What else you got?
So going back to America now, so there's this company that have set up these ice castles, and they build a series of them all across North America. So the idea came from when a dad basically built this massive ice castle in his front garden for his daughter and essentially probably thought, oh, I can make some money off this. So what they do is they have ice artisans who take...
Ice artisans?
Yeah. Yep. Who take icicles, around 10,000 per day, and they'll basically lace them throughout the structure and then they'll spray it with water and they'll grow about 20 tons of ice per night. And then the next day, crews will come in and they'll basically carve the ice. So there's walkways, there's slides. They'll actually interlace LED lights throughout all of the ice castles. So at night, they'll light up in all different colours. It's very cool, very pretty. And you can go to them in a range of different locations across America.
See, that sounds all right. I don't mind that.
Yeah, there's even appearances from characters from Frozen as well.
I do mind that. But again, you see, it's a quite a simple idea and a nice idea. But they've not tried to make it complicated, have they?
No.
They've not foam printed a lover's face into the ice or anything, have they? They've not.
They could do that though. They did say it was available for weddings. So can you imagine if
I
you
suppose
then
you could ice carve the face of a but no.
It's easy. Just run into it really fast.
Just blood-stained ice. It's the next big thing. it's in America, though. It's not here, right?
Not here in America.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It can stay
there. Bit of a show-off of a dad, though. Can you imagine if you build your child a really sort of paltry snow fort, where it's like falling over and lopsided, and then next door you've got this guy building an ice castle for his little girl?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, maybe the idea did come from the Frozen or something, because it's got that written all over it, in a sense of, again, like Cornelius is a spoilt little boy because his parents own Bromley. You know, if he wanted an ice castle, they would build one for him. That's the sort of thing.
That's not
true.
But
they put a snow climate into Bromley for that purpose.
Because if Cornelius wants one, it'll happen. That's what you get.
That's not true.
Spoilt.
I didn't want a job here.
Spoilt. Is that why you don't do anything? all right, okay, so ice castles, yeah? Anything else?
Yeah, plenty,
oh,
don't
God,
really. So... Perhaps, it's now long enough after Christmas that you don't have to feel bad about giving any gifts away that you didn't actually like. So there's a pop-up that's going to be taking place at Westfield where you can take any gift vouchers you have for stores you don't actually shop in, and you can trade them in for money, for cold, hard cash.
Is that's quite a good idea. See, that's a good idea.
Is it? Is it? Yeah.
Did you get anything you didn't want for Christmas?
I've already re-gifted what I didn't want for Christmas, yeah.
What was it, and who did you re-gift it to?
No, they might listen.
Everybody you gave a gift to now is thinking, is it me?
Is it me?
Did I get re-gifted?
It's still a nice gift. I just didn't want it.
Why didn't you want it?
Because I just wouldn't use it. So I thought, well,
what was it? Come on.
No.
Come on.
Oh, go on, Ellie.
I actually re-gifted some vouchers. I did do that.
Did you?
Because I see it as not real money. I don't have to worry. Money hasn't left my account.
Yeah.
I've just passed on the money.
What was the object?
I'm not telling you.
Come on.
It was like a beauty set.
Was it?
And then I was meeting some friends after Christmas and I was like, oh.
Got you this?
It was a nice set.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. Ellie, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think. Again, we hated most of that, obviously.
Which is your favourite?
Favourite?
Mm. The ice thing.
I didn't mind the ice thing.
That was all right.
Ice slide sounds fun.
Yeah. No, I went on an ice slide once. It's not as slidey or fun as you think it's going to
really?
Be.
Really?
No.
Did you get ice burn?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Ice burn?
Yeah.
Wow. Can it do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Both cold and hot.
Have you never
been ice burnt?
have you never accidentally put one of your hands into the workings of a dry ice machine without remembering to put the gloves on first backstage at a pantomime? I thought everyone had done that.
I've never done that. I did that.
How was that?
Hurts like hell. I'll be really honest with you. My job, I used to work in a theatre. My job was to operate the ice, the smoke, the dry ice. And to fill the machine up, what you had to do was pour...
wet ice into it.
Basically, yeah. But the ice is frozen to a much lower temperature than normal ice because it's dry ice, that's the point. And I forgot to put a glove on and got a horrible ice burn on my hand. There, I'm just showing it with you.
Wow.
All right. Huh. Anyway, from Iceburn to Hepburn.
Oh!
Hey? Clever, that, wasn't it? He's not even listening. Chris Ramsey will be joining us very shortly on the programme to, you know, to flog something. It's a PR exercise, dressed up as an interview. We'll be doing it in the next half an hour on the programme. Ellie, thank you very much indeed. And now here's Victoria with, I'm going to say it's the news.
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump has described the leaking of an unverified intelligence report as one last shot at him. The document alleges Russia has information about the US president-elect, which could be used to blackmail him. Moscow has denied it, as has Mr. Trump. His chief of staff, Reince Priebus, says it's total garbage.
I was in the briefing, too, and I gotta tell you, this salacious stuff, the first I've heard of any of these things was when someone printed off of BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed themselves said this stuff's not credible. The New York Times announced they couldn't verify and they don't believe in it.
The Prime Minister has tried to play down concerns of a crisis in the NHS as a small number of incidents. She claims Labour wouldn't be able to fund the service as the economy wouldn't be as strong. A 15-year-old girl has been remanded into secure accommodation after appearing in court, charged with the murder of a 7-year-old. Katie Ralph died on Monday in York. The teenager said nothing during the hearing. A man has cut his own throat in a courtroom in Pembrokeshire. The 33-year-old had to be flown to hospital from Haverford West this morning after attacking himself while standing in the dock. Firms which employ skilled European workers could have to pay a levy after the UK leaves the EU. A government minister has told a Lords committee an annual £1,000 charge per employee is being considered. And strong winds are causing disruption in parts of the UK. Thousands of homes have no power, and the Forth Row Bridge, which links Edinburgh and Fife, had to be closed after a lorry was blown over. The weather: scattered blustery showers across Scotland, Northern Ireland and the north of England, which will turn to snow later on with some strong gale force winds. Drier for London and the South East, highs of 10 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
Now then, at 2:30 in the afternoon, which the more eagle-eyed of you will realise it is, we'll know that it's time for bonus news. The bonus news that Victoria has to do is there simply to fill time, because Victoria used to do 3 minutes of news at the top of the hour, and then all of a sudden she didn't anymore.
Yep.
And that leaves us with a problem. That problem is we've got to fill that time. So who better to fill it than the person who left the gap in the first place? It's Victoria with some bonus news, animal news, vegetables and mineral news. She doesn't like doing mineral news.
No. What it's is rubbish, it? That's why.
What is it today, then? What have you gone for?
Well, let's find out.
Oh, God.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
It's Animal News. It's supposed to be Mineral News.
It's not happening, John. Get over it. A new species of gibbon identified in a remote forest in China has been named after Star Wars character Luke Skywalker. The scientists, which are fans of the films, concluded they're a new species of primate after examining features including their eyebrows and genetic analysis. A mother in Greater Manchester says she...
Hey-ho.
What?
Back up. So there's a gibbon. There's a new gibbon.
Yeah.
Now, I like the idea of a new gibbon, but sorry, what
well,
was
Well, that's a gibbon.
Oh.
I'll be giving you a slap in a minute. What's it called?
It's I think it's a hula gibbon. I've actually left this bit out. But it's called a hula Skywalker. If it's hula, it might not be the word hula. It says on PA somewhere. I don't know if Chloe
you tie a gibbon round yourself and manoeuvre your hips to make the gibbon spin. Is that a hula gibbon?
Hang on.
Wasn't there a problem in the football world in the 70s with hula gibbons?
It's a hoolock gibbon.
Football hula gibbon.
Yeah, football hula gibbon.
Hold on. It's a hoolock. So it's a hoolock Skywalker.
It's Luke Skywalker.
Or even a Skywalker hoolock gibbon.
And why is it Skywalker?
Because they love Star Wars.
You can't just name an animal after something you like.
Well, if you find an animal which is previously undiscovered, I think you can.
Can you?
Yep. It's happened before. Actually, it'll happen again.
I do have a friend who's a geneticist who discovered a new gene.
Mm.
And he just called it Snot 1.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Then there you go.
So, yeah, can
you
do
can
that.
Name it what you like.
Fine.
Moving on. A mother in Greater Manchester says she was shocked when she saw two women on horseback using McDonald's drive-thru. So Emily Elizabeth Royal claims the horse riders were served milkshakes while still mounted at a branch in Stretford at the weekend.
But the fast food outlet insists drive-thrus are for roadworthy vehicles only, not horses.
Who says that?
The fast food outlet, McDonald's. And finally...
Well, where does it say that in the small print? I mean, you could...
It's a drive-thru. You don't drive a horse.
You ride a horse?
Yeah, but it's not called a ride-thru.
What if I wanted to ride a gibbon through the...
I don't think that would be permitted.
Well, why? All right, then, McDonald's, if you're listening, you're prejudice against horse riders and gibbon fans there, aren't you? Why not, if it's a drive-thru, why not build a series of McDonald's? McDonald's is the plural. That are ride-thrus for gibbon fanciers and horse enthusiasts. Why not? Why not animal lovers on the backs of the beloved animals eating burgers? Why? Why,
that might,
Victoria?
But that
why?
Might be an why? Animal cruelty issue because you can't ride all animals.
Yeah, but animals that you can legitimately ride, such as the horse. Yeah.
And the gibbon.
Yes. I don't know if you can ride a gibbon. I think you... Maybe not you, John, but most people would be bigger than a gibbon.
Biggin.
I've got one more story too, which is the best so far.
So say you.
Okay. And researchers in London have started to compile a database on which animals break wind. So a spreadsheet and a Twitter hashtag does it fart have been set up. So far, 74 different animals have been logged. So in case you were wondering, baboons, bats, elephants, fancy goldfish all do, but shore crabs and parrots don't.
That was Animal News.
Animal News.
Gavin's messaged, if Victoria doesn't have any mineral news, perhaps she could speak more slowly so her shortened 2-minute bulletin now lasts for the original 3 minutes that it was supposed to last for, contractually speaking.
Oh, maybe I'll do that for three then.
That's just a thought.
Although that would be taking more time out of the programme, because this is already dragged on.
Some would say.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the suggestion, though.
All right.
It requires less effort on my behalf.
Fewer. Right, so, Victoria, thank you very much indeed for that.
Not sure you're welcome.
Not sure we liked it. But anyway...
No. It's not very nice.
I would have preferred mineral notes.
Well, tomorrow's vegetable.
Victoria will be back later with the news, and tomorrow with vegetable news in around this time. Very much the highlight of the programme. And in the next bit of it, Chris Ramsey will be chatting to us about a thing he's doing. That's how it works, Victoria.
I know.
Yeah. It's PR dressed up, isn't it?
I know. Vlogging. Yeah.
That's what it is. Vlogging something.
Yeah. Right. Just like when you mention your book every day.
My book, Portrait of an Idiot as a Young
Stop
Man.
Stop it!
Amazon.co.uk. That book. Chris Ramsey will probably want to talk about that.
Will he?
Bound to in a minute.
He hasn't heard
A poignant, charming masterclass in comedy writing, The Press Association, that book. Catelyn Moran Meets the In-Betweeners, Miranda Hart said that about it, that book.
Do you remember when...
A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man on Amazon now.
Can I just give my review again? I didn't bother to finish reading it. Gave up.
As anyone who listens to this know, you two can't read, that's why.
Yeah. No, yes, I can read.
We've heard evidence to the contrary, Victoria.
Okay, sometimes I make mistakes, but on the whole, I can read.
On your what?
On the whole.
Oh. Right, we're going to take some adverts now before Chris Ramsey comes in with his own one. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
We got Peter Blexley off that show, The Hunted. He's going to be doing our news review at the top of the show. We've also got David Davies, MP. He's the Tory who said that we should check all asylum seekers' teeth before we let them into the country. He's going to be live in the studio. Plus, we'll have our regular girl about town, Olivia Foster, with all the latest showbiz gossip. That's Sam Delaney speaking truth to power.
Stop. Look. Listen. To Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Where can you find sun, sea and history? All served with a very British twist. Gibraltar, home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site offering far more than you can imagine. Just 2.5 hours away, there's something for everyone, including VAT-free pound sterling shopping. Discover what Gibraltar has for you. Visit the Gibraltar Tourist Board's website at visitgibraltar.gi. Gibraltar. Enjoy Britain's longest summer.
Direct Line guaranteed to be any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Ah, it's New Year again. No caffeine, more goji berries, and actually running the school run. No thanks. Well, at least there's one habit you can stick to with Tesco Mobile, and that's getting more for your money. With our SIM-only contract for £12.50 a month, you'll now get triple the data. That's a massive 3 gigabytes. Now, put the kettle on. There's a chocky bicky with your name on it. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 12-month contract. Tariff details, charges and terms at tescomobile.com.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
To Northumberland, where the A189 through North Seaton is currently closed near to the North Seaton roundabout. Looks like strong winds have tipped over a lorry there. In the Haydock area of Merseyside, the eastbound side of the East Lancashire Road, the A580 is partially blocked by an accident as you approach the M6 of the Haydock Island. No change through Covert in Lincolnshire. The A16's blocked both ways around the A1175. A lorry's overturned there, and temporary lights on the St Andrews Road in the Avonmouth area of Bristol causing delays near the Asda distribution warehouse. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
On the radio. It is the radio. It's Talk Radio. I am what that bit of production just said, and it's just coming up to a time. Now, before we talk to today's guest, we've been looking through the news. Obviously, there's all the ongoing story about Donald Trump. You know, we know for a fact that he paid some prostitutes to urinate on him in a Moscow hotel room. He's denying it.
We don't know that for a fact.
It's a fact, isn't it? It's
completely unverifiable.
Fact.
Stop saying that.
It's fact.
There. I was there.
See, Chris Ramsey was there.
I was there. It was the worst week of work experience I've ever had.
You only got that job because the David Cameron's dead pig was on your CV.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, yeah. I also cut his crusts off. Yeah.
That's wrong. Anyway, before what I'm getting at is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius, because we can help you with that. We get a lot of letters from people telling us they can't get their head around the news, and they all come to us asking how we can help them. And the answer is that on your behalf, on a daily basis, as you know if you're a regular listener, we drill down into the news. We absolutely take it apart layer by layer and analyse it right down to its basic components. And when you do that, of course, when you frack into the news, what you get out of it is Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
It's a merge that not just Trump's lifts are golden, but also his showers.
Great. Perfect.
The news in haikus. right then, so it's Wednesday afternoon, and I like to think of Wednesday afternoon as time for Chris Ramsey. And as luck would have it, well, he's joined us on a Wednesday afternoon. Hi, Chris, how are you?
Hi, good. Yeah, and because of what I'm flogging today, yeah. Wednesday night, 10 p.m. on Comedy Central, is time for Chris Ramsey, the Chris Ramsey Show, which is why I'm here. Let's be obvious, you've made it obvious.
And that's the interview over. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, man.
You're our first returning guest, we've just realised.
Apparently you scare everyone off.
That's right, no one likes us.
People storm out.
But you're back.
Yeah, I love it. I'm a glutton for punishment.
Look at this.
Give us more. Yeah.
So, all right then, let's, if we must, talk about your ridiculous programme that you've got.
Wow. It's on Comedy Central tonight, 10 p.m. it starts. It's on every Wednesday, 10 p.m. It's called The Chris Ramsey Show. It was a long meeting, to name it.
Good.
And it's basically, it's like a hybrid of shows, really. It's like a chat show, a game show, a panel show.
It's because you couldn't decide?
Because I wanted to make it fun and sort of in the moment, and we'll talk to the crowd. I have two guests on each time.
Yep.
We piloted a couple of shows. You know yourself, like, you do a pilot for something, and we did a pilot for a couple of shows, and they were very stand-up based. And if you want to see us do stand-up, you know what I mean? You can have two, or I've got DVD, fine.
Yeah.
But we wanted to make this a bit more fun and a bit more sort of daft, and we've got two guests per episode, and we'll play games, we'll look at clips, we'll do challenges, daft little challenges.
Yep.
And it's like, it's in the basic sense, it's like having your mates around. Basically, that's exactly what I tried to emulate. And the main thing for me was all my colleagues, all the comics and people who'd done it, left saying they had a massively good time. Like,
yeah,
it was so fun.
Just like you did last time you were here, which is why I came.
I've been sleeping outside rough since waiting for you. But you know what I mean? Like, you want people to leave when you know you have guests on the show and they leave and you want them to go, that was good, for I really enjoyed myself, thank you.
Yeah.
That's what it was like every time. And I hope that comes across on TV. It was
have
a
you
joy
sat,
to me.
Have you sat and watched it all?
I've seen them all,
so
yeah.
You've seen
yeah.
It all.
Well, I was across the edit as well, because
I've
been edited poorly in things in the past. So you go, I'm not letting that happen again. But the guy, my team who make it with us, the whole production team, were fantastic. And Mark, the producer, edited it while I was in Australia. But I, you know what I mean, we'd already chatted, we'd already looked at it, we knew what was going on. It's great.
How did it come about in terms of the, because what it sounds like, it's one of those things you say, it's lots of different things,
mm-hmm.
but in terms of when you pitch a TV show, you know, you've got to sort of kind of sell it in what they call the Radio Times strapline sell. How did you do that? What did you call it?
It kind of changed a few times. The name changed a couple of times. At first it was going to be called Too Much Information, then it was going to be called Feeding Chris Ramsey, as in news feed.
Yeah.
And then we just thought, it was really weird. Comedy Central were like, do you want to just call it The Chris Ramsey Show? And I was like, yes, I'm a pure narcissist. I wanted to be that from the start. But I just didn't see it because I thought you'd laugh us out of the office. And it was just, it came about just the idea of trying to have just replicate how much fun you would have. It's like a basement. The setting is like a basement.
Right.
And we've basically gone for, like, you know, the football, fantasy football, kind of the audience on sofas, you can see the back of their heads.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of thing, to make it feel like you're just coming in, sitting down and watching these people just mess about. And then each episode as well, we'll have an outside bit, we'll have a VT bit, which is called On a Train. Now, I think I mentioned that last time I was in, I once got a pizza delivered to a moving train.
Yeah.
And it went, like, I didn't expect it to go viral. People were, like, staying up. Like, I genuinely, that night, had Olympians who I didn't know with blue ticks on Twitter going, I've got training tomorrow, I need to go to sleep, but I need to see if this guy gets his pizza. I was like, oh my God, right? So it went huge.
No, let's just remind us, because you were on a train, travelling back from a gig, I think. The food was rubbish, so you...
Yeah, Newcastle, yeah. London to Newcastle, 8 o'clock train, I was travelling back, and I thought, is it possible? I just tweeted going, do you think this is possible? And a few people were like, okay. So I tweeted the big guys, Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Domino's.
Yeah.
Domino's bit, and they went, let's do it. Doncaster station, pulled up, minute and a half, the train sits there for. The delivery lady ran down the track, gave us a pile of pizzas. They said, oh, we don't want money for them, so I just gave her like 20 quid. I was like, no, they're being paid. I was like, that's yours, you have that. You've just ran down a train track for this idiot, right? Then the weirdest bit was, right, everyone was following on Twitter. It was huge on Twitter. But I had, they'd give us six pizzas to give to the carriage. And I was like, how do I explain to these people why this lunatic just essentially looks like he's gone to the toilet and came back with six pizzas? It was the weird, I was like, how am I, like, you know what I mean? Like some kind of weird Pied Piper of heart disease, right? So I kind of, I walked back on, I stood in the vestibule and I thought, how am I going to just explain this? And the thing opened and I walked in and I didn't know they'd all followed it on Twitter. They were all following it, and they all went, like, they all got really excited, and I was just standing, just handing pizza out.
It must have felt like Jesus.
It was the coolest I've ever felt, man. So because of that, we took the idea of doing it each time. Virgin trains, each Virgin East Coast were amazing, and they gave like half a carriage each day when we wanted to film it. On quiet trains, it wasn't like, you know, we didn't have Corbyn sitting on the floor on the vestibule, you know. So we had, I had James Haskell, the rugby player. He did workout on a train with us, on a train, tried to work out, and then loads of different people did. Ashley Roberts from the Pussycat Dolls, we did food on a train as ever, but I had to make her the meal on a train and get ingredients delivered to the train.
What does a Pussycat Doll eat?
She wanted nachos.
Right.
I still say, technically, I think I did complete the challenge, but you'll have to watch it. But okay, let's just say a hand dryer doesn't melt the cheese as well as a grill does. But tonight is Vicky Patterson from Geordie Shore. She gets, me and her get on the train in Newcastle, and by London, she has to, her challenge is to turn me into a Geordie bloke, like a, you know, one of the ridiculous metrosexual, chest out, fake tan blokes from Geordie Shore.
Yeah.
And it was hideous.
Oh, you retained the look then, obviously.
I've retained the look,
definitely. The accent as well. And before, you're from London, aren't you, originally?
I am actually, I'm from the home counties. But yeah, it was very good fun. So yeah.
Yeah, all right. We were talking about this just off air, though. We should touch on it, because we were talking about it. Today's big story, of course, is the Donald Trump story. So the latest is, if you're just tuning in, so we know, of course, that this report was leaked. It's not the only thing that leaks, obviously.
You got paid for it.
The story about some prostitutes that Donald Trump paid to wee on him in a bed.
Allegedly.
He did it.
He's not listening.
And he's denied it, of course. And the Russians have also denied it. But of course, Donald Trump has taken back to Twitter, which of course we know he does now, to sort of tweet that he thinks it's like Nazi Germany. I don't recall this happening. You know, bad things happen there, but not this.
Every time he gets called out on something like this, he always has a go, and then someone else always pulls something from the past and proves that he's done it himself. A couple of things about Trump. First of all, in my opinion, Twitter is, love him or hate him, I think most people hate him, but Twitter is going to get very boring when he goes in the White House and they take his phone off him. Going to be, when they're doing his tweets, it's going to be very, very boring. I'm going to be a lot less entertained day to day. Second of all, did a billionaire who has got all the power in the world get people to weigh on him in bed that Barack Obama had apparently slept in? Yes. Sorry, if you have trouble believing that, you're a maniac. Of course he did. What do you do when you're a billionaire? You run out of stuff. You run out of fun. You run out of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A game of Monopoly doesn't do it anymore, right? Now, thirdly, with our politicians, with most politicians, you have to look at them, right? I was in the corner here. You look at them and you go, and you talk and they'll say different things and you go, you've always got a thing in the back of your mind where you go, I bet you he's nasty, really. Oh, I bet you he's a dirty pervert, really. With Trump, we've just found out first. Like, we've just found out first that he's a dirty pervert and untrustworthy, and now he's going in office. Whereas later on, the rest of them, you find out years down the line.
Yeah, that's right.
But just, you know what I mean? He's just opened the shop window.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I mean, I'm more than happy. You sort of like,
I wouldn't say I like.
And it makes you wonder what does come down the line later. You sort of go, Lord, you know, even when he was standing to be elected, all the grabbing stuff came out.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't bad enough.
I mean, the only place he's got to go after this is cannibalism. That's the only thing that's left that he hasn't done.
Is that your order of things?
Yeah, cannibalism is the worst on the list. Yeah.
Right, I'm Chris Ramsey. This is my order of things. It's grabbing, it's urination, and then cannibalism.
But can we do it on a train from Newcastle to London?
Hey, I tell you what, people have been saying to us in the press this week when I've been asking, and they've been saying, who's your ideal guest to have on the Chris Ramsey show? Donald Trump, without a doubt. If there were no rules, if I could have anyone in the world, I'd have Donald Trump. It'd be amazing. Electrocute him while he's playing Mario Kart. It'd be great. But yeah, it's as a comedian, he kind of does all the work for you.
I know.
And you know yourself, like, he just does it all for you. You go, I've got nothing. It's like when someone goes, I'm on a panel show, and we do a panel show called Virtually Famous on E4, and sometimes they've got a clip, and they go, oh, I've got this funny clip, and you go, yeah, but all of the stuff is done in that clip.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere.
Like, if it's someone falling over and smashing their face off the floor, yes, hilarious. Love stuff like that. I'm very childish. But there's nothing I can add to that. And most of Trump's things, there's nothing you can add. He does all of the comedy for you in one go.
So what are we supposed to do?
Just point. Just point at him. Go look. Look what he's done now. It's crazy. It's madness.
You were telling me as well, speaking of crazy madness, how you're on Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Yes.
Possibly right now.
I think right now.
Weirdly.
Yeah. That's why I knew Trump wasn't listening to this, because he listens to me on Radio 2.
He's a big Steve Wright fan.
A huge Steve Wright fan. Yeah. Awesome.
But because Steve Wright famously pre-records everything, so you'll have done that this morning, right?
Yes.
So how was How was the big show?
It was great. It was great. Yeah, I've been there four times. I've only been here twice. So
You've
don't mean to make you jealous, guys, but he's winning.
Well, we haven't.
He makes a better breakfast than you two.
I'm not going to say what I was about to say.
I know something about Steve Wright. I'm not going to say
it. Don't say it then.
It's not going to. But was he all right? I mean, I've been on there for a while, so...
It's good. Yeah, what is this? I like Steve Wright. I'm not your mole in Radio 2. What do you mean? Yeah. I'm a sleeper cell. What is this? Yeah. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's
tell us about Steve Wright.
Cup of tea was nice.
Where are you going next?
I'm staying in this building, actually. I'm going Hawksby and Jacobs.
Over the way in Talksport.
Yeah, and then I'm going Matt Edmondson on Virgin Radio.
Yeah, Matt Richardson, you mean?
Matt Richardson, sorry. Then I'm going after that. I'm going Madison Radio 1. Yeah.
It's a busy day, isn't it? Where else have you been today?
Lorraine this morning. I did Lorraine this morning.
Did you?
She's a national treasure. Don't you dare. And then, loads of things.
Lorraine,
yeah.
I've got a challenge for you on a train.
Oh, no. She's the nicest. The best thing about seeing Lorraine in the flesh on a morning, because normally I only hear her on Rah Rah, the Naughty Lion, because my child watches CBeebies all the time. So, yeah. But it's been a busy day. But, I mean... I've got two lovely PR ladies. I'm waving that through the window. That's going around, and they say apparently comics and people are always walking around. Oh, what have I got next? Oh God! But I'm having a lovely time.
Yeah,
I'm travelling around London talking about my show. We've just had a hummingbird book cupcake. It's the best day ever.
Look
at
honestly,
you. I feel like I've won a competition.
Yeah,
I love it.
In many ways, you have. Haven't you?
Yes, I have. In many ways. Yeah. So,
there you go. Anyway, look, it's been lovely to have you in.
It's a pleasure,
again.
Guys. Thank you.
Welcome anytime.
Not a problem.
Till we beat Steve Wright.
Yeah, I'll definitely come back. Of course I will. Next time I've got something to flog. Shamelessly.
Yeah, good again. Yeah. Chris Ramsey there. The Chris Ramsey Show.
Yeah. Comedy Central, 10 PM Wednesdays.
There you go. Stunned. Look, PRs are happy. Look at that.
That's it. Yeah. They're good. Yeah.
I've seen it's rubbish.
Yeah. Yeah, he's lying. And I actually do have your book.
Yeah.
You were talking about that before. I have your book. Yeah. It's brilliant. I've got a table that's got one leg short. It up perfect. Good afternoon, my friend. Thank you very much.
Get out.
Thank you.
All right. Chris Ramsey, lovely. See you next time. Comedy Central tonight, 10 PM, The Chris Ramsey Show. The big debate at 3 coming up next on the programme. And your chance to win some meat. That's right, it's budgetary. In a game of dead or alive. All of that on the way between now and 4 o'clock. And if Donald Trump in the next hour pays anyone else to wee on him, we will bring you that breaking news. Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
At Thompson, our family life holidays are created especially for families to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when your kids burst with joy at one of our kids' clubs. That moment, brought to you by Thompson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Kids club subject to availability and on selected holidays. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thompson.co.uk for details.
Whether you're saving up for a big anniversary or a coral reef diving holiday, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS. Should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, it's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll normally get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. To check the limit and that you're fully covered, search FSCS Protected.
TradePoint will help you kickstart 2017 with our great range of low-priced trade essentials. Perfect for filling up your van. Like Tarmac Post-Mix Concrete, just £2.90 per 20kg bag. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint members only. TradePoint!
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. Brr. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
On the radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes, just coming up to 3 o'clock on the radio. And here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Trump denies Russian plot claims, teen in court over 7-year-old's murder, and thousands without power.
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump has suggested US intelligence agencies are Nazis in a row over elite dossier containing embarrassing claims. The US president-elect was shown an unverified report which claims Moscow had filmed him in a hotel room in the city. He's tweeted saying the claims are nonsense. Moscow also denies it. Here's Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov.
It's a complete fabrication, and the quality of this paper speaks for itself, in my opinion.
Theresa May says the Red Cross's description of a humanitarian crisis in the NHS is irresponsible and overblown. During Prime Minister's question, she told the Commons the government will be sticking with its target of seeing 95% of A&E patients within 4 hours, despite the Health Secretary's suggestion earlier this week that it could be watered down. A 15-year-old girl has been remanded into secure accommodation after appearing in court charged with the murder of a 7-year-old. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
Katie Ruff died on Monday after being found in a cul-de-sac in York with life-threatening injuries. The teenager, who said nothing during her 8-minute hearing and showed no emotion, is also charged with possessing an offensive weapon. She's due before Leeds Crown Court on Friday.
More than 7,500 properties have been without power after winds of up to 93 miles an hour hit the UK. The Met Office has issued severe warnings of wind and snow for Scotland, the north of England and Northern Ireland today. The Forth Road Bridge has also been shut since the early hours of this morning after a lorry was blown over. And petrol is the most expensive it's been in more than 2 years. A 4p a litre rise at the pumps has pushed the average cost to £1.18.
Okay.
Yep. Are you? Are you okay?
I'm fine, thanks. Yes, just checking on your, you know, health.
My health's all right, actually. Thanks. Well, how's your...
Just looking out for you, Victoria, just asking after you.
How's your health and well-being, John?
Fine, thanks.
Good.
We got some weather, have you? No.
Yeah, actually I do.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Scattered blustery showers across Scotland, Northern Ireland and the north of England, which will turn to snow later on with strong gale force winds. Drier for London and the south east with highs of 10 degrees. That's the end of the weather, just to clarify.
Thank you. Thank you, Victoria, for that.
That's okay, John.
Did you write that weather, or is that one you'd nicked?
It's the same one, but I'm going to be writing it myself and updating it for 3:30. You can look forward to that.
What are you doing?
I need to put something on there.
Why?
Because it's required for the next section of the show.
What, the bit I'm about to do?
Yeah.
Can I carry on now, Cornelius?
Yep.
Just a little bit of production meeting going on there. Cornelius is... Can I carry on with that?
I mean, a professional would have carried on as if nothing had happened, but you can do that. It's all ready now.
Right, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Mm.
Live from a Russian hotel room.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says the EFL Cup is their main focus right now because they're at the semi-final stage. They go to Southampton for their first leg this evening. Klopp says he knows the competition is often overlooked by Premier League clubs.
If you ask for a rating in England, I'm not sure how it would be calculated on first or second. And then on third, it's the one cup. But as long as you're involved, it's the most important cup. You can imagine, so that's how we see it.
Felipe Coutinho is likely to make his return to the squad after a month and a half out injured. You can hear the whole game over on Talk Sports. Manchester United have agreed to sell midfielder Morgan Schneiderlin to Everton for around £22 million. The French internationals played just 8 times since Jose Mourinho became manager last summer. Finally, onto rugby. England have suffered another big blow ahead of the Six Nations. Joe Marler's the latest forward to be sidelined through injury. The Harlequins prop has suffered a fracture to his lower left leg. He's expected to be fit again in around 4 to 5 weeks' time. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Ben there with the pre-recorded sport live from a Russian hotel room where someone spilled a lot of water, it seems. Yeah, what's going on?
A mini bar fell over or something.
You're absolutely right. Right, it's 3:04 and it's, we'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
This is your life. This is your life. Spending 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
again.
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Radio.
So, in the next hour of the programme, between now and when we stop, your chance to win some meat. That is in a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to win that meat, and your choice is chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist, then here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And all you've got to do is be available on the telephone in around 40 minutes' time. And that meat could well be yours in a game of Dead or Alive. Right, let's talk about today's big story and today's big debate. Let's do that. Talk Radio. Here we go, then. So, of course, breaking news this afternoon, if you're just tuning in to the radio, that President-elect Donald Trump has said that in future, now he's tweeted this, he said in future, when he pays Russian prostitutes to wee on a bed, he will build a wall around the bed to stop the story getting out into the media. That's what he said. And he's also said the prostitutes will be forced to pay for the wall. Donald Trump also tweeting this afternoon that the wall will be waterproof so none of the wee can get out either. We also learn, and this is good news for Donald Trump, that the Russian prostitutes have now been hired to perform at Donald Trump's inauguration. So, where in a rousing finale, they will help him P-word all over Obama's legacy. Although I have to say, not if talk radio listener Brian has his way. He's called into talk radio this afternoon using a telephone. And he's called a number. The number was 03444991000. That's the number Brian has called. Because he's calling for a ban on urine. Brian, good afternoon.
Hi, John.
Yes. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling in. Now, you're calling for a ban on urine, an outright ban. You want human water waste stopped completely. And I think this is what you told our researcher. You want to block our WAS pipes up and leave urine where it is. Is that right?
That's correct. I've actually banned urine from my house, and when you're talking about blocking up the pipes, that's precisely what I've done. I wear a bulldog clip on the end of my penis, and that stops any urine coming out.
One wouldn't necessarily think that would be effective. I mean, but you found that it certainly is.
It is effective. I have to cut down on the amount of fluids that I consume. I won't drink anything with too much water in it, because obviously that could cause problems further on through the system.
Through the system, yes, I understand. All right, I mean, what is it about urine that you object to, in that you want to see it stopped? I mean, is it the inconvenience of having to go? I mean, is it the physical product itself? What is it?
It's the product itself. It's slippery when wet, obviously. It's the wrong colour, and it doesn't smell very nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me bring in Donald, because Donald's on the other line now. Donald, good afternoon.
Hello, John. Hiya. Oh. I'm not that Donald. Don't worry. It's just a coincidence.
I was wondering.
I could tell by that little chuckle there. You were a bit worried.
I know.
Not him.
Well, listen. You've heard what Brian's got to say. He doesn't like urine. Wants to call for a ban on it. He puts a bulldog clip on the end of little Brian to stop it coming out. And I wonder, Donald, from your point of view.
Yes, keep going. Yes, I'm listening.
Right. From your point of view, what's your point of view?
My point of view is what who's on the other line there? I've forgotten his name.
It's Brian, that is.
Brian. Brian is
diabolical.
Oh, hello. You just talked all over my chat, Brian. What Brian is, he's diabolical.
Is what?
I think what he's saying is a real punch in the kidney.
Yep.
And it sounds like he wants to have his urinal cake and eat it. Which, actually, to be honest with you, that sounds all right by me. I do like a bit of wee.
Okay, well, yes, you do, and that's what we're learning. I mean, it's interesting that, I mean, Donald, you haven't presumably got a bulldog clip on the end because you're happy with
not,
it.
Not this afternoon, I don't know. I usually do. I might later.
But for different reasons, presumably. Yes, but let's not dwell on that. But essentially, you are saying we should keep... It's 2017, we should keep urine, even though it dates back, you know, if we look at the history of it. Of course, urine was first brought to this country by Sir Francis Drake. Yes. From his travels, he brought back tobacco, potatoes, January, waves... and urine, and gave some urine as a gift to Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria used it, she popularised it, everyone then started urinating in Britain, and it caught on, didn't it? It became fashionable, and it's never left us, Donald, has it?
No, it's one of those true British qualities, I find. I really like it. And it's one of the things we have to keep hold of, one of our values. We have to stand our ground, we have to mark our territory as Brits.
Yeah, Brian, what do you say to that, Brian?
Yeah, I understand it's obviously a British institution, and the Victorians obviously set up the network of pipes that we have underground where people can contribute to the common stock of urine. I know they're collected up in those big vats, don't they, and do whatever with it.
Yeah.
But I think that was a mistake to set up that network, and it should be gotten rid of.
Well, surely though, and I'm going to play the devil's avocado here what you'll do, Brian, is you'll push urine underground, won't you? Which is what happens, actually, given the Victorian sewer system. But if you want it banned, it's like with anything. You ban it, you push it further underground. What you're going to end up doing is pushing that urine further underground, aren't you?
Well, that's a good idea, I think. Get as far away from us as we can. Push it towards the centre of the earth.
Yeah.
You know, it might turn into steam.
But if you don't like the smell, which is what you said... you'd have steam smelling of urine coming out of volcanoes.
We can push it so far that it comes out the other end of the planet, so the Australians can deal with it.
Interesting thought. Donald, what do you make of that? Get rid of urine from this country, even though it is a British tradition since the Victorian era. Let the Australians deal with it in the form of steam. What do you think?
No. That's what I say about no. The Australians have their own problems with urine. They can deal with theirs. I'm sick of hearing Brian, to be honest with you. Can you cut him off? He's just moaning about ammonia.
Yeah, well,
I don't like him.
He's a re-ammonia.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you're in trouble, Donald, if I get hold of you.
I want to talk about, we talked about Australia. Let me talk about, I don't know if you know, they're doing these trials in Sweden. I don't know whether you've heard about these.
Sweden. That's what I've got written down.
Sweden. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they've got there. They've decided to harness.
I wrote that down before.
They've decided.
I did.
To harness the power of urine. And what they've done there in Sweden is they've got tiny dynamos attached to fan blades. And what they do is when people go for a wee, they're encouraged to hold these. They've given them out to all of the whole population of the country, and they're encouraged to hold them in the urine streams. I think about 8,000 people and a couple of horses. That's enough to power Stockholm. And
The problem with that is that obviously Donald wouldn't be able to produce much electricity with his prostate problems. He doesn't have a powerful enough stream, so his home will be left unheated, I'm afraid.
I beg your pardon. My prostate is stellar, top notch. Come and try it out yourself.
Well, there's no. If your prostate urinates stellar, I think that, you know, that's an argument for another day. I want to know what you think about the urine industry, because Britain, you know, we hark back to it, but we've had a proud urine industry for a long time. Mrs. Thatcher tried to get rid of it, of course, in the 1980s. You'll remember when she tried to close the urine mines where it was being, you know, brought back from underground. And you know, you have to remember the urine riots. And but Brian, you don't want to see that again, do you?
Oh, well, only if they're arguing to get rid of it. I'm quite happy to riot for a good cause, and getting rid of urine would be, you know, fair enough by me. I'd quite happily get into a fight with Donald, you know, a street fight with fists and urine.
You fight me, Brian. I'll wee all over your face in the street. That's what I'll do at these protests. I'll find you and I'll wee all over you. Then... You'll see how you like
that. Bulldog clip on the end of your thing, and you won't be able to.
But in a world, Brian, that you're advocating, the urine has to go somewhere, doesn't it? A lot of people texting in now saying, well, it's all very well Brian saying he doesn't want It doesn't want urine, but it's got to go somewhere. So are you saying we should just have extra big bladders fitted so it all stays, ever expanding bladders, so it just stays in us all the time?
I mean, well, the idea would be if you could somehow remove everyone's bladders and get rid of them, because then you wouldn't have anywhere to store this urine and it wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, but the urine originates, doesn't it, in the kidney area and then goes through to the bladder, so you're still going to...
Well, get rid of that as well. So get rid of them as well.
So you get rid of the kidneys, you get rid of the bladder.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and
get rid of the whole lot.
And we stop drinking.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the problem, yeah?
Yeah, sorted.
What a genius.
Well, look, I wanted to listen
Amazing.
To something. Just wanted to listen to something.
Because you couldn't come up with an idea, Donald.
He's right, though, Donald. You're all saying, oh, I want to keep urine. Oh, yeah. But you're not
I'm
coming...
I'm fine with how things are.
You're not coming...
I'm fine with it all.
I wanted
if you
to...
want to remove your... Can I speak?
I want you to listen to something for me.
Oh, of course you do. Yes, fine.
Just have a listen... Have a listen to... just have a listen to this.
Nobody knows that you left for good. You're in the army now.
Right, now, in the world that Brian wants, have a listen to what happens.
Nobody knows that you left for good. The army now. The army now.
Now, if you remove urine, that's what happens to status quo.
Yeah, to be fair, that does ruin the rhythm of a fantastic record.
Yeah. So you, yeah. So do you want to change your mind, Brian, or are you sticking with your...
No.
And there we must really leave the debate. Thank you very much. Final question, actually, before... how many times have you ever urinated, would you say? Yes or no, Donald?
Yes.
And Brian?
No.
All right. Okay, if you've got a thought on whether or not we still need urine in post-Brexit Britain, then, do let us know. Do we need urine in post-Brexit Britain when we've got life vests and wolves? 87222 is the
start
number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Donald, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
# fake news.
Thank you. Brian?
Tinkle.
Lovely. Right. Get in touch. That's the big debate. You're listening to it on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got a 15 kilogram tub of Dunlop non-slip wall tile adhesive for only £5.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
For a limited time, enjoy special introductory savings on selected sofas at DFS. Better be quick.
And then they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Night, Dad.
ISBN number 01309986 34. Cover photograph by...
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy our delicious 99p cheeseburger, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber aware. Visit cyberaware.gov.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through North Seaton in Northumberland, both sides of the A189 are closed near the North Seaton roundabout for the recovery of a lorry which is overturned. In Haydock in Merseyside, the eastbound side of the East Lancashire Road, the A580, is partially blocked by an accident near to the Haydock Island where it joins with the M6. Through Cubbert in Lincolnshire, the A16 is blocked by a lorry which is overturned. There's an accident on the M6 south between junctions 10 for Wolverhampton, 9 for Wensbury, a lane closed there. And through Avonmouth in Bristol, St Andrews Road is very busy. That's because of roadworks. I'm Jarena Adams.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
We got Peter Blexley off that show, The Hunted. He's going to be doing our news review at the top of the show. We've also got David Davies, MP. He's the Tory who said that we should check all asylum seekers' teeth before we let them into the country. He's going to be live in the studio. Plus, we'll have our regular girl about town, Olivia Foster, with all the latest showbiz gossip. That's Sam Delaney speaking truth to power.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Almost time for today's diversity paper review. Before we get to that with Kyle, let's find out what you think about today's big debate. The big debate, of course, do we need urine now off the back of Donald Trump? I'm not sure that's where it went. To be honest, the details aren't clear, but off the back of Donald Trump, do we need urine in post-Brexit Britain when we've got life vests and wolves? A lot of reactions coming in there. We had Brian on the phone saying that he wanted urine to just stop, and Donald very much for the idea of us keeping it. Cornelius, what's been coming
in? Yeah. Steve Clark says, hey John, if Trump gives Obama a golden handshake when he leaves the White House, he better wash his hands after.
Yeah.
Seen and heard on Twitter, he said, the fact that you had a man on the radio with a bulldog clip on the end of his penis is both shocking and gives a soft sensuality.
Right, thank you very much indeed. John, we don't need to stop urine. Why don't we just ship it to drought-ridden countries and let them grow rice in it? John, the trouble is, if you ban, we did touch on this actually, if you ban urine, then what will happen is urine enthusiasts will just push it underground. And so this is just an idea that's just come in from Neil here. Just says, we should force these people to eat compulsory asparagus so we can smell them hiding. Right, it's 23 minutes past past three. It's time for the diversity paper review. The diversity paper review is there, of course, as a review of the papers, as you'd expect, but here. Each day it's done by a different diversity to make us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Regular listeners know how that works, and that is how it works. Today we welcome back Kyle, who is, diversity-wise...
I'm English, Jamaican and Welsh.
Excellent news. And what newspaper, Kyle, are we starting with today?
We'll be starting with The Mirror.
Okay, The Mirror, good.
As it's Friday the 13th coming up, there's been a survey of the top five lucky rituals. So apparently one in 20 of us are so superstitious that we will not leave the house on Friday the 13th.
Really?
Yeah, really. There's a woman from Hastings who called herself very superstitious. She plans duvet days for Friday the 13th.
If I lived in Hastings, I wouldn't go out.
No, yeah. So I think that's any day, not just Friday the 13th. But she said that, that last Friday the 13th, she crashed her car, dropped her shopping bags and spilt two bottles of wine all over her floor.
It's just coincidence, though, isn't it, that?
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
But that sounds like it just happened in the same instant.
Yeah.
Like, she crashed her car, which led to the bag spilling open, in which the wine fell out and spilt on the floor. So it's only one bad incident in my books.
Well, it was after she took her bags into the kitchen. So she's crashed her car, been shopping, took her bags into the kitchen, then
she was obviously shaken up by the car.
She was, yeah.
It could have been worse. She could have crashed her car into her kitchen.
Oh, that would have been worse.
That's worse. But yeah. Whereas that didn't happen. So she should be fine. I don't know.
So yeah, but she's
just using it as an excuse to stay off work.
That's it.
That's what she's saying.
I can't come in today. Yeah. I'm superstitious.
And that's probably a belief or something. So the work has to honour.
Yeah,
it. That's what that
that's is. It. Yeah. Perfect. But yeah, it's crazy. Like I don't really believe in . I have a few superstitions, but Friday the 13th is just another day.
And you've had a run of bad luck, haven't you?
I've had a run of very bad luck.
As regular listeners will know as well, because most of you is false, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
You know, bits of you fell off.
Falling off.
Had to be repaired. Yeah. Yeah, reminders of the list.
Oh, so there's a crack my head open, nice scar on the top of my head.
Yeah.
Missing three front teeth.
Yeah.
12 plates, two plates, 12 screws, sorry, in my hands.
Yeah.
The list goes on.
Did any of these happen on Friday the 13th?
I'm not sure.
Probably not.
I think maybe my teeth getting knocked out was a Friday the 13th.
Really?
Possibly. I'll have to dredge through the calendar and see.
Yeah, now you're a believer.
People sitting at home listening to this just imagine what you look like.
Yeah, they must think
from your... I mean, Carl looks like a normal man.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. He's
got false teeth.
Highest compliment you could be paid, isn't it, Carl?
That's it. Oh, I could die happy now.
I feel like we should let the listeners know. We don't just... drag this man in.
You wouldn't know. We didn't know till Carl told us all.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a broken man or anything.
No.
He's very subtle.
He's quite a handsome chap, isn't he, Carl?
Yeah,
isn't he? Like, all the single ladies.
Ladies, if you're listening, I am single.
Like a little bit of Kyle. I mean, obviously, when he takes his teeth out, he looks like a freak. But you know, apart from that,
no, that is true. That is true.
Somewhere to put
I have
tongue.
To be very careful.
Yeah, good.
Can't eat apples. Can't eat apples.
Oh, that's the apple date out, isn't it?
Yeah, no apple picking for me.
But 1 in 20 strikes me as quite high in this day and age that people still have these superstitious beliefs.
Well, I mean, because like, you speak to people and a lot of people, they're superstitious in the sense of like if they're, you know, like footballers, they put their left shin pad on before their right shin pad, or if you're like doctors performing surgery, you might have a lucky bandana or something, I don't know what they use. But, yeah, I mean, talking to most people, you wouldn't expect that many to have superstitions, especially this Friday the 13th one.
Yeah, I mean, the history of Friday the 13th, doesn't it go back to... there's various theories about why we have Friday the 13th, but it goes back to the Knights Templar is one, I think, as well.
Right.
They used to hang people on a Friday. And, yeah, the number 13 isn't...
Yeah, it's deemed unlucky, isn't it?
Yeah, even theatres don't have a dressing room number 13. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I used to work in a theatre, and honestly, a dressing room corridor will go, just skip out 13. Some hotels won't have 13th floors.
That's weird.
Yeah, so it's an ingrained sort of human superstition. But of course, it's nonsense.
Isn't it? Well, I mean, I this is how naive I am. I thought it was based off the film Friday the 13th.
It does predate 1984. Or
right,
or,
okay,
or
yeah. I thought it was a whole...
earlier than that, probably. But
Jason Voorhees...
kind of thing. No, I think that came later.
Right. Okay. I need to.
So the lady in Hastings, is there anyone else who's mentioning the Mirror article at all?
There's no one else, but the top five lucky rituals.
Oh, yeah.
They surveyed 80%. I don't know how many they surveyed, but 80% of Brits said that they have a superstition. So the top five, the first one's wearing lucky socks.
Yep.
36% of people wear lucky socks. Touching wood. Actually, literally touching wood after obviously saying touch wood.
Yeah.
35%.
I touch cloth.
Touch cloth. You throw me off there. The next one is actually wearing lucky pants.
Only Donald Trump pays me.
Do you touch cloth in your lucky pants?
Yeah.
Yep, 35% people.
Yeah.
Lucky coins, 23%, and keeping fingers and toes crossed, 23%.
How do you cross your toes? You probably could. You're a medical freak, but
I'll tell you what. My last flatmate, she hated me because I'd sit there with my toes crossed.
How do you do that?
I don't know. Well, here's another one. One of my toes is bent at an angle from when I broke it.
Oh, of course it is. Every time you come in, there's something else.
There is something new.
Wow. Is it which toe? Is it little toe, big toe, middle toe?
It's my big toe on my left foot,
right.
Yeah.
How did you break it?
I did that when I was 12, going down a water slide. Yeah. There was a little ledge that I didn't realise. I kicked the ledge, snapped it.
You are the most unlucky man.
But I didn't go to the hospital for like a month because we went and got it checked out and they were like, oh, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
Even though it was at a right angle.
Yeah.
And then a month later, I took it and they were like, yeah, this has been broken for a while.
You got a high pain threshold, Carl?
I do, yeah.
Yeah,
well, quite high. Yeah.
It's going to get to the point where you've run out of injuries to talk about. So each week, you're going to have to go out and get injured.
Yeah, find a new way to damage myself.
Show, yeah.
Right, stay with us. Try not to break yourself, if you can help it. Because we're going to take the news from Victoria next, and then come back and do some more paper reviewing.
Yeah, cool.
And after that, you can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. Not you, Carl, because it's too risky an area for you. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's 3:30. Here's Victoria with the headlines.
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump has rubbish claims that Moscow has compromising information on him, insisting he has nothing to do with Russia. A report by US spy chiefs includes unverified suggestions that the US president-elect was secretly recorded in a hotel room. American politics expert Dr. Brian Klass has told Talk Radio serious questions need to be asked.
We need to sort of be patient and have, you know, a lot of attention paid to both context and concern. But if they are true, I mean, this is unprecedented in American history to have somebody possibly compromised before they even take office.
The Prime Minister has called the British Red Cross irresponsible and accused of exaggerating problems in the NHS. Last week, the charity warned of a humanitarian crisis in the health service in England. A teenager charged with the murder of a 7-year-old girl has been remanded into secure accommodation. The 15-year-old is accused of killing Katie Ruff in York on Monday, as well as having an offensive weapon. A man has been flown to hospital with serious injuries after cutting his own throat in the dock of a courtroom. Lucas Robert Palowski was due to be sentenced at Haverford West in Pembrokeshire this morning. Thousands of homes have no power as strong winds have been battering parts of the UK. The Forth Road Bridge linking Edinburgh and Fife has been closed after a lorry was blown over. And nearly 40% of UK travellers think airlines should have a passenger's weight into consideration when setting luggage allowances. A survey has found one in five people admit to feeling angry that heavier people are allowed the same amount as themselves. The weather, blustery winds and snow showers will continue overnight for many. The heavier showers will be across the far north and northwest, lows of 1 degree. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with heavy rain and perhaps snow across the south. Winter showers elsewhere with some sunny intervals. Windy with highs of 7. There's more in half an hour.
There's more in half an hour. You don't want a fat person next to you on a plane, do you?
Well, not if they encroach into your own personal space.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, depending on how fat.
And also,
and they eat your lunch.
And also, and your luggage.
Yeah.
But fat people and the weight thing is quite an interesting area, I think. Where do you stand on that, Victoria?
I don't stand on fat people, John. Don't make a habit of it.
They stand on you?
No.
Okay.
Nothing to report here.
I only ask because Jeff's texted.
Oh, what's Jeff said?
So it tweeted, beg your pardon.
Mm.
He said, I love it when Victoria is all masterful.
Oh.
That's what Jeff says.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say. Which is not very masterful.
Say something masterful at Jeff, go on.
No.
Go on.
Stop it, Jeff.
Wow. There you go.
And also you, John, please.
Stop what?
It's too much to list.
Okay. Right, thank you, Victoria. That's Victoria. Masterful Victoria there with the news, especially for Jeff. She's back in half an hour's time, and we will be talking to Kyle, going through the papers next.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
That was masterful, the way she left the room.
Mm.
So, that's Victoria there. She had some news. Kyle's here with the papers, though. just... keep you up to date with breaking news. Donald, no one in the last 10 minutes, as far as we know, has urinated on Donald Trump. If that changes, we will keep you posted. Kyle's going through the papers for us. We've already done Friday the 13th. It's Friday. I didn't realise it was Friday the 13th this Friday, so that's... We're learning all the time, aren't
always.
We? Always. So, Carl, where next, paper-wise?
So, we're going to the Daily Express.
Okay.
This was a story that we... what's the word? We floated before Christmas.
Okay.
About there's a new secret UFO base that's been found.
That's right, yes.
That's right. So, this US Secretary of State John Kerry visited Antarctica last month. Officially to highlight the effects of climate change, but conspiracy theorists reckon he went to go check out a secret Nazi UFO base in Antarctica. The claim stems back to earlier theories, one being obviously that Adolf Hitler didn't die in that bunker in Berlin, and he escaped in a submarine to a secret base in Antarctica.
From famously landlocked Berlin.
Yeah, apparently. I was going to say, there's not even a river near that bunker.
Somehow he's managed it.
That is a conspiracy theory and a half.
That is. And there's another one saying that the Nazis shared this Antarctic UFO base with reptilian alien species leading up to World War II.
Yes.
So that they could experiment with flying saucer technology.
Right. And John Kerry's just gone sort of check that out.
He's gone to apparently check it out. And apparently after this visit, all the conspiracy theorists have gone mad, saying, yeah, he's gone to go check out the base. He's gone to examine it.
It's all about the base.
It's all about the base. Yeah. Can't get enough of that base. and it basically stems from images that were released in 2006. The conspiracists have basically resurfaced these images, and they believe that the pictures prove the German Fascist Party built massive bases for alien ships during World War II.
That they got to in submarines that he invented that could move through Earth.
Earth, yeah. I mean, some of these theorists...
So what were the pictures? I don't recall this.
I haven't actually seen the pictures, but apparently there's an anomaly within the ice. There's apparently a stretch of about 150 miles that just doesn't look... like Antarctic ice.
Okay.
So they reckon that there's an ice shelf and there's a base underneath that shelf. But
it could arguably be climate change that's made it not look like ice.
It could actually be climate change, yeah. But you know what these theorists are like.
I like them.
They attach onto literally anything.
Yeah.
Like those photos that we saw on Mars where you were like, that.
Like a lizard on Mars or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was obviously a rock. I mean, it really was clearly a rock. It's not even a news story, but there it was in the paper.
There it was. Yeah. They found a spoon apparently as well.
A spoon on Mars.
And now they're saying that's it. Aliens.
Well, I mean, what sort of alien, you know, just leaves us a spoon. It's a bit of a boring thing to leave lying around, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd have thought maybe there'd be like a microchip or a bit of nice technology, but no, they thought we'd leave a spoon.
A spoon. So maybe a conspiracy theorist would say that a spoon is alien technology.
Maybe.
We had to get it from somewhere, didn't we?
Had to, yeah.
And think about the futuristic spork.
The spork. So,
you know, I mean, maybe they're onto something. Maybe we're laughing now, Kyle, but really.
Really?
You know, I mean, Stranger Things... You know, the world's a weird place at the moment, isn't it?
Let's
be honest. So,
if anything, this is probably the normal for the world, especially after the 2016 we had.
And now it just promises to get weirder and weirder. What with Water Sports Gate going on with Donald Trump this afternoon. What else have you got then?
Well, actually, speaking of Water Sport Gate, there was an article in the Mirror a few hours ago, talking about urophilia and how it's. Not necessarily a perversion.
Okay, well, no, well, that's fair. That's fair enough.
Yeah,
because you know, it's the desire to be urinated on, the desire to urinate on somebody is a condition. It's a, you know, it's something people have. Right?
Yeah, some
people
have fetish, isn't it? It's a sexual desire.
Yeah, exactly. So what are they saying?
Well, Dr. Griffiths, a chartered psychologist and professor of behavioural addiction at Nottingham Trent University, is saying that. Majority of urophiliacs are men, and that the condition stems from sadomasochism. But she's saying that it's not, like she says, it's not necessarily perverted. Because back in 1982, there were medical journals saying that urine fulfilled many different functions for urophiles. So it's not necessarily the getting weed on, or it's more the bodily fluids.
I see.
So it's not necessarily the excrement or whatever, it's the sensation.
I see. Well, it wouldn't be icy; it'd be warm.
It would be warm.
I suppose that's the case. I mean, it's not like it's not a thing. It's not like it's just funny that the United States president has done it.
Yeah,
but that's what's funny.
It is. But anyone else, it would have just been they're a bit dirty. But it's POTUS, you know. It's which they are now calling PETUS.
Yeah. Look, thank you for coming in.
No worries.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Oh, it's great.
Try not to break anything else off yourself on the way out.
Well, what else are we going to talk about next week if I don't?
Good point. All right. Try to damage something.
We'll see.
Good, that's Kyle. Here's our diversity paper review for today. Reminders of your diversity.
English, Jamaican and Welsh.
That's right. And in the next bit of the programme, you can win some meat. Now, the choice is chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg, of course, because we're not racist. It's a game of dead or alive. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with a word talk.
And we'll play it next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips, double somersault. There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid.
That's not a big deal. This is... Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online. Order now at Pizza Hut Delivery. Participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account broadband 3G required. 18 plus. Month passes when renewal is cancelled. T's and C's apply.
So, you're all ready to go?
Great.
Can you let me out, please?
Did you just hear that?
Oh, don't worry, that's just Steve giving your Duke's bootlock one final check. Mr. Thorough, bless him.
Hello?
Because we know every nut and cranny on a Nissan, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 27th of December to the 22nd of January, where you could drive away a used 65-plate Juke from £11,189, subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
I'm Tom. I'm in year 11. I was always getting told off for talking, so I thought about the debating team. Now I'm thinking about university.
I put the debating team flyer in his desk. Was sick of telling him to pipe down. I wanted to put his voice to better use. Now he's thinking about university. I teach year 11. I'm Mr. Corbett.
Apply now and you could get a £25,000 tax-free training bursary to teach subjects like maths and languages. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
Next up on Sounds Fantastic is this.
Hey, you give to me all of your money and maybe I give to you a few extra megabytes.
Ooh, that was the merciless broad bandit. Fear not and listen up.
Go compare.
That's the sound of the very first place you should be looking for your ideal broadband deal.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To North Seaton in Northumberland, where the A189 is closed both ways near the North Seaton roundabout. The barriers are being repaired. They were damaged when a lorry overturned. To recover in Lincolnshire, the A16 blocked both ways around the A1175. A lorry's overturned there. The M6 in the West Midlands struggling south towards an accident near Junction 9 for Wensbury. Through Stow-on-the-Wold in Gloucestershire, the Evesham Road, the A44. We've got reports that's blocked near to Foss Lane by an accident. And a breakdown in Bitton in Hampshire is causing delays on the Cobbett Road. That's the eastbound around Bitton Road West. I'm Joanna Adams.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the Outer Limits.
untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained. The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you if you're just joining us. Earlier on, you missed the... I'm going to say valuable information. If you've been hearing the stories about Donald Trump and hashtag Watersportsgate this afternoon, and you, and we're talking about it with Kyle there, of course, the act of being urinated on or urinating on someone, and you think, I'd like to give that a go this weekend, then earlier on we did have a cleaning expert on the telephone to tell us how to get urine out of a mattress. If you missed that, but you'd still like to indulge, then it will be available on our podcast towards the end of the week, so save yourself for the weekend. We do give you the advice on the best way to clean all that up. That's going on, of course, Donald Trump. The weather's sweeping down from the north. A lot of places without power, as we're learning in the news with Victoria as well. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, many can't, Cornelius, but we're here to help, of course, and we do that by analysing the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Snapchat to open HQ in London, but it will last 10 seconds.
The news in haikus. By the way, I've just been told that the information on how to get urine out of a mattress is also on the Talk Radio website. If you go to talkradio.co.uk and find my page, that information is also there. It's also there. But now, it is time to give away some meat. And we're doing it this afternoon. Chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. In a game of Dead or Alive! There is a list of things. They are either dead or alive. All you have to do is decide which is which to win some meat. Emma's on the line. Hello, Emma.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Emma. Where are you, Emma? What are you doing?
I'm in Surbiton, and I'm just at work.
Just at work. What do you do?
I work at a pub.
Work at a pub?
Work at a pub.
Is it open?
Yeah.
All right. So this customer's going without because you're trying to win some meat on the radio.
Exactly, they can wait.
All right, good. Question we're asking everybody today, Emma, so I'll ask you as well. Would you ever urinate on a president?
It depends on the situation, really, I guess.
In the Situation Room?
I don't know, if I'd maybe had a few too many drinks. Can't help those kinds of things.
Okay, fine. Just a survey, just a brief survey. All right, good. Your choice, Emma, of prize is chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, Emma. Which of those would you like, should you score highly in today's edition of Dead or Alive?
I think with the new year, you know, being healthy, I'd go with the veg.
The veg option. All right, well, that will be quite literally posted to Surbiton. Not individually, not the vegetables individually, Emma. We're boxed up properly. It's all very hygienic and done properly, rest assured. How long have you been working in a pub then, Emma? What pub is it? What pub is it? You can tell us.
I work at the Grove in Surbiton.
All right, okay. Just checking. How long have you been doing it?
Quite a few years now.
Do you enjoy it? It's a nice, good work, is it?
Yes, good. It's good fun.
Yeah, all right. That's the idle banter over with, Emma. And now it's the small matter of the game. What I've got here is a list of things that they are dead or alive. All you've got to do is tell me which is which. That's it. It's that simple. And Cornelius will be keeping the score.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go then. Which today is a game of Dead or Alive. Here we go. Dead or Alive. The chances, Emma, of anyone wanting to stay in the presidential suite of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Moscow in the near future.
Am I saying dead or alive to that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those chances, are they dead or alive? After what Donald Trump did in there.
alive.
What, you think someone would want to stay there now?
Well, maybe. Things could change.
Yeah, all right, okay. That's not the right answer. Those chances are dead. Unless you're into that kind of thing, Emma, but we don't need to know that about you. Dead or alive? Five. Dead or alive?
The band?
No clues.
Oh. Dead.
No, it was Five Alive, the fruit juice. Five Alive.
Tricked me.
Dead or Alive. One of our work experiences that we've got here in the Talk Radio building, one of our work experiences is Grandad's dog, Baxter. Dead or alive?
Dead.
Dead, yes. Baxter died.
Yay. Sorry, not yay about the dog dying.
No, just yay about the point, right?
Yeah.
Just to be clear. The same work experience is Grandad, owner of Baxter. Dead or alive?
Alive.
No, dead.
Oh.
That's why Baxter died. No one to feed Baxter.
Oh.
It's all funny. Dead or alive? It's not even real. Dead or alive? The chances of Ed Sheeran ever replying to the tweets we sent him yesterday, asking him if his new song at Castle on the Hill was actually about Norwich Castle.
Dead.
Yes, he hasn't replied at all. The miserable, rude ginger man. He hasn't. Dead or alive, Prodcast, our assistant producer Cass, Ask Prodcast through the glass. Dead or alive, her northern witch-like misery. Dead or alive?
Alive.
Yes, it is alive, but we all wish he was dead.
Oh.
My dead or alive, my great aunt Sylvie. Dead or alive?
Dead.
No, she's still alive. We do an update every week. She's in a home. But update this week, still alive. 96, drinks from a sippy cup, but she's still alive.
Ooh.
She doesn't recognise me, but she's alive. It's fine. The hills. Alive, dead or alive. The hills.
Alive.
With the Sound of Music.
Yeah.
No. Sadly, on this occasion, it's the Hills were a family, lived quite near my parents. Three generations of them wiped out in a tragic self-assessment tax form filling in accident 2 years ago. All dead. Cockles.
Brutal.
It was brutal. It was horrific. Cockles and muscles, Emma.
Dead.
Cockles and muscles alive. Oh, you might sing, but not in this case. No. Cockles and muscles are alive and dead. They were two hamsters I bought for my daughters that I wrapped up and put under the tree for Christmas. I wasn't sure if they were alive until Christmas Day when she opened them. One of them still was. So, half a point.
Ooh.
And finally, dead or alive, music question: the point of the night in which the blackbird sings.
Dead.
Let's find out. Here we go.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Yay.
Point of the night at which the blackbird sings dead. Yes, yeah, so there you go. Beatles there. Beatles, dead or alive. Oh, that's too easy. All right, so that's the end of the quiz, Emma. Let's go over to find out the scores now from Cornelius. Cornelius.
Hi, yeah, what?
I got to work out the scores.
Oh. Had I known, I would have got the system ready. Let me get it out.
Right, we have to fire up the system, Emma, to work out the scores. It's a dial-up system, as you can hear.
Ah, yeah.
And it's quite slow. So I just warn you of that in advance. No, it's, the system's quite slow.
Be here a while.
Yeah, we could be here a while. It just takes a while to. It's a very slow system. We're in now, look, we're in. Oh. Just typing. Oh.
Sorry, Emma, how do you spell Emma? Is it with an M?
Yeah, two of them.
M, then what? E-R.
A.
A. M-M-A.
Spell it how you like. It's up to you.
Okay.
That's U-P.
U-P.
T-O.
T-O.
U.
Cool.
Oh.
Oh. I'll put capital U, sorry.
It's lowercase. Yeah. It's quite a slow typing at this. So, Emma. Oh.
We will make America urinate again. Cool, I'll just print it off.
Okay, just print it off. Good.
Ooh, he's about to speak.
Donald Trump, yeah, he's here. We'll talk about him, innit?
Cool.
All right. It's quite a slow printer, Emma. I apologise for that as well. Just,
That's all right.
All right. I know you're not busy or anything.
No.
Right.
No one's waiting.
There we go. Right. Okay, so it was printed out. Let's find out the scores. What did Emma get? Emma from Surbiton, did she get in? What score did she get in, dead or alive?
1.5.
Oh. Is that enough for her to win a box of organic veg?
Yes, it is!
Congratulations! Well done, Emma.
Oh, thanks, guys.
You're very welcome. Congratulations. That's Emma in Surbiton winning a box of organic veg on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Would you ever wee on a president, Sam Delaney?
Yeah, I suppose it would depend on the president.
Yeah.
But would I'm not going to sit here and tell you that under no circumstances would I wee on Donald
Trump. You can never say never.
You just can't say never. I can't imagine myself doing it to Barack Obama. Ronald Reagan, definitely.
Yeah. Earlier on, Chloe, we did a quick survey in the office. Mm. Hi, Chloe. Chloe works on the buttons through the glass. Hi, Chloe.
Yeah, I know Chloe.
She's wait. No point in waving, Chloe. It's the radio. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Earlier, we did a quick survey in the office to find out who would or wouldn't urinate on Donald Trump if the money was right.
Yeah.
And Chloe said she absolutely wouldn't for any money, but would freely urinate on Barack Obama, and I quote, because he's hot. Chloe said.
Oh,
that.
Chloe.
Oh.
I am astounded.
He's a married man.
Didn't you, Chloe?
No.
Yes, you did. She did.
You'd wee on someone because they were hot. I mean, what a world. Well, I'm too old to keep up with this sort of stuff. In my day, you'd wee on someone who you didn't find attractive.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
now,
if he was on fire,
now,
he was on fire.
Now it's some sort of like mating ritual, yeah. I suppose. I don't know.
Anyway, what's coming up on the show?
Well, we will be talking about people weeing on Donald Trump, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to speak very shortly live.
Yeah, and respond to the allegations. Hopefully, he should take a leaf out of David Cameron's book, because when David Cameron had all those rumours about the pig, he just did a bit of light banter and moved on.
Yeah, which is exactly what
very,
he should
yeah,
be doing.
You just can't take these things seriously, whether they're true or not. It's just like, look, let's not get into it. Yeah. We've all done things we regret. anyway, especially Chloe.
Yeah.
But what I'm talking about is the fact that BuzzFeed were the first to publish this story.
Yeah.
But what they did was they published it with a caveat at the front going, by the way, this story is unsubstantiated and might not be true and will be quite damaging to those in it. And I'm thinking, is this what journalism is now? You just say what you want, but you say up front, by the way, this might be rubbish, so you can't blame us if it turns out to be rubbish. I mean, you could just do fan fiction. You know, like you get fan fiction about One Direction, you just publish that and go, this is unsubstantiated. It's not unsubstantiated, it's fiction. Are they going to write that at the beginning of all great novels from now on? All of the events in this book may or may not be true. You can't hold us to them. So we're going to be talking about what this story says, the way in which it was broken, what it says about the media landscape nowadays and where we can get our information from.
And whether or not it matters that it's true anymore, because the thing is, it's a story now anyway.
Well, precisely.
So does it matter? Yeah.
Once it's out, and people are discussing it, and you and I are sat here discussing it, and everyone around the world is discussing it, And that's why it's arguably quite irresponsible of BuzzFeed to think, well, we're not sure whether it's true or not, but we can't wait to find out because then someone else will get there before us. There's a lot of people who just want to be first.
Yeah.
And that's why I think Talk Radio is such a great news outlet, because we're proudly never first with the news.
That's right. It's a tradition we hold high.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Because we're more credible than that. We think it's rather vulgar to always want to be first with news. Sometimes we're days late.
Yeah.
Because we're researching the story.
Sam Delaney with Monday's News. Next on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.